tuned now. It's time for the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, my name's Frank. I'm the pedestrian you just passed back there. Yeah, you were going pretty fast. I don't even think you saw me. But it was partly my fault. I was on the cell phone, too. It's actually funny because I drive sometimes myself, and I know how easy it is to get distracted with all those irresistible gadgets like dual-zone heating systems and in-dash computers and satellite radio stations. I mean, what's so interesting about a pedestrian? Well, for one thing, I could pop out right in front of you when you least expect it, or I could be a kid chasing a dog. I could be in a hurry. Of course, I try to be safe. I use the crosswalks. I wait for the signal. I look both ways, and before I cross the street, I make eye contact to make sure you see me. But once in a while, either of us could make a mistake. So next time, let's, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more on driver and pedestrian safety, visit AAOS.org.
Nice seatbelt, by the way.
Each year, thousands in Illinois experience domestic violence. This terrible epidemic knows no boundaries and exists everywhere in the state. It doesn't have to be this way. Illinois is the first state in the nation to prohibit employment discrimination against domestic violence victims. You can take unpaid leave from your job without the risk of being fired. For more information, call 312-793-6797. We're here to help you today.
Brought to you by the state of Illinois and this station.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is it true?
Yes, the minimum wage in Illinois is now $6.50 an hour.
Wow, that is wonderful news.
This is really going to help me support my family.
Me too. This means thousands more each year to help me buy groceries, buy my kids' clothes, and pay the bills.
The minimum wage in Illinois is $6.50 an hour. It's the law. If you're not being paid $6.50 an hour for minimum wage work, call the Illinois Department of Labor at 312-793-2804. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Labor and this station.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be telling
us. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 oh, welcome to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. These are the times that we live in, I guess. These are the times that we live in. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about something. Think about what you're not being, how clever the press can be. How it slips into your consciousness that how something can be said so frequently, with such clarity, but yet you don't know what it means, and you don't think to ask what it means. Throughout this entire occupation, we have been told our soldiers are being killed in a roadside bombing. It's in your mental Rolodex. You hear that term all of the time, but you know what is not asked of that term is what kind of roadside bombing are we talking about? What is a roadside bombing? What is that? Do you know what a roadside bombing is? Let me tell you what it is. The people that are defending their land and their homes and their country against us, the people that who have united with those that are defending their home, their land, their people, their country against us, the people who we picked the fight with, that when we preemptively occupied their country, we picked a fight with them, remember. They're fighting back. If you pick the fight, the person that you're fighting is fighting back. They're not an insurgent, they're fighting back. So, how have they been doing, what is this roadside bombing thing? Do you know that there are generals that speak, not on camera always, but as an aside, with admiration about the tenacity and the brilliance and the cleverness of those that are defending their land against us? You know what roadside bombing is? The Iraqis are putting bombs in dead animals. So when the tanks roll over the dead animals, the bomb explodes. That's a roadside bombing. The Iraqis are taking these military weapons, these bullets, and they're welding them into the guardrails that are along the side of the road, so that when the trucks hit the guardrails, they explode. The Iraqis are using trees, they are using dead animals, they are using everything that they can think of, and we keep rolling over them and dying. A roadside bombing, more than likely, is an Iraqi person that has found an ingenious place to put a bomb, and we roll over, bump into it, and we die. 19 people have died in 3 days, 19 Marines. They hit a dead animal that had a bomb in it. Now, our military knows that they're doing this. You got to ask the question of what kind of word is getting out there about what's happening, about bombs in dead animals. Think about it. Think, and then really think about it. What is a roadside bombing? Those are some of what a roadside bombing is. They have gotten so accurate that they are blowing up tanks by being so accurate in, it's being so precision, shooting with such precision that they're going down the barrels into our tanks. They don't have anything to blow some of these tanks up with any of the weapons, conventional weapons from the outside. They're getting so precise with their ability to aim that they're shooting their weapons down the barrels of our tanks and blowing them up. We are not prepared to win this. We don't have the stomach to do this. We're not fighting a cause. You're not going in there and freeing gypsies from concentration camps. You're not going in there and fighting an enemy that you even know anything about. We're not prepared mentally. We are not prepared physically. We are not prepared emotionally. We are not prepared politically to be in this place at this time. That's why Marines are dying 19 in 3 days. We are not prepared to do this. We don't have the stomach to do this. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but to hear George W. Bush, who's never been to war, whose children will never go to war, even though they are of war age. His daughters are just the same age as the other babies that are dying over there. They ain't going. It's galling to hear him talk about we have to strengthen our resolve. Strengthen this. And we have to strengthen our resolve. We picked a fight and we're losing. And you're taking my money to fight a fight that you picked based upon a lie that one of your friends crafted. A Marine amphibious assault vehicle on patrol during combat operations near the Syrian border hit a roadside bomb. What was the roadside bomb, y'all? Was it a dead animal with a weapon in it? Was it a guardrail with a weapon welded into it? Why aren't they asking the question and why aren't they telling us what the roadside bomb is? The explosion occurred just outside of Haditha. The Marines were riding in an amphibious assault weapon which is designed to carry troops from ship to shore on land. It has a road speed of 45 miles an hour and can carry up to 25. Marines is not as heavily armored as the Bradley fighting vehicle. The names of the dead were not released. What's a roadside bomb? And women have been killed in Iraq since July 24th, and that doesn't include the ones like our baby Lavina. She's not included in that number because she was killed in a non-combat, non-suicide, non-suicide related shot to her head. She's not in those numbers, and Lavina's not the only baby that's not in those numbers. Oh, Lord. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Bob, good morning.
I just wonder how many people remember our president saying, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're bringing it, and they keep on bringing it.
They said, we got something for you.
Yeah, and they're still bringing it on.
And they're bringing it on.
And we wasn't ready for it. And they brought it.
And they're continuing to bring it.
And they're bringing it from everywhere they can just to get into Iraq, because that's where you have put our kids to die.
That's where you've put our babies to die.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Keep on informing us.
45404, bring it on, huh? Well, they brought it on. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know what? To stand up there last night and to see George Bush talking about we're not bringing our people out until these people are trained to take over. I mean, these babies are being murdered.
Mm.
I mean, this is ridiculous, and I don't even know how anybody can support this.
Mm.
These people have technique now, Liz. Anytime you put a bomb in a dog, and the bomb is that strong to blow over a tank, they got something for you.
They got plenty for you.
They got plenty for you. And for the people that was saying early on when this stuff got started, Well, we got to support our president. Liz, it's not a one congressman up there in Washington have one child over there dying. Send them daughters over there that you got that they claim they can't get a job. I mean, I was so mad yesterday. I said, and this unit is from one town.
That is correct.
Ohio.
That is
correct. The whole unit.
That's correct.
You know, Liz, I don't know what it's going to take. And then this man saying, well, maybe we'll pull, we got 138,000 over there. We'll pull out all but 100,000 by next year. Next year, Liz, every one of them will be dead.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Bring it on, indeed. Bring it on, indeed. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Get to me.
Just know, want to trust on my own.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and Blanchett Bridge. Road construction right lane is closed. Crews are on the final stage of that major bridge work out there. Traffic is busy through the work zone at this hour. Northbound 55 between Green Park and Arsenal. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between the Chrysler Plant and Barry Road. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge all the way into 270. Everything's on the move. Westbound 270 from Lilac to 170. Traffic is flowing freely this hour. Northbound 270 between 55 and Doherty Ferry. Expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything looks good. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lemay Ferry. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79 already. It is heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 to PSB. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 64 before the 5570 split. No problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to the Laclede's Landing. Everything looks good. Northbound Route 3 at the PSB. No problems to report. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by JCPenney. The JCPenney Back to School Huge Sale this Friday and Saturday. Huge savings store-wide. Stores open Saturday at 7 a.m. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, hot, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers. High in the mid-90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 100 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of showers. The low around 70. Friday, not as warm, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers. High in the mid-80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 79, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly, the discipline to make conscious, healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Sunday, August 24th, 2003. I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database software company located in Baghdad as a programmer slash network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day, I would climb 3 flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with 1 female colleague and 2 males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious. It was backbreaking. It was geeky. And it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed on pens, paper clips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. In some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Online hunting is okay as long as you're hunting for conspiracies. Catch decent guy Don Griffin online at WGNU.net.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Your hearts can go their way. Can't put it all another day. I don't care what others say. They say we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. I am stunned at the website. People from Great Britain to Africa to Asia to Mexico, all over the world and all over the country, checking out the website, listening to the show. Check out the website. have a new post in there or two in there. Check it out at LizBrown.com, LizBrown.com. I'm just amazed at all of the time that folks are spending at the website, LizBrown.com. Check it out. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz. This is Ron. How you doing this morning?
Ron, I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. I just got a question I'd like to put forth. If the presidential election would be held tomorrow, do you think the state of Ohio, which played a pivotal part in Bush's victory, how do you think they would go now?
Hmm.
You think they're second thoughts about what they did?
Mm. You're talking about all of the deaths that occurred in Ohio as a result of this killing in this particular Marine unit, losing 19 people.
On top of all the jobs and stuff that have gone south in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they've just had a plethora of bad things happen in that state. And you think they take any responsibility? Not, you know, not that I'm gloating or anything. I feel their pain, but you think they're rethinking their actions now, and that maybe this might show up in congressional elections next year? Is a good possibility, don't you think?
3 out of 4 Americans polled by Foreign Affairs Journal and Public Agenda were worried both about losing trust abroad and concerned about the hatred of the United States in Muslim nations. I think if we had a do-over, people would do differently. I think if we had a do-over, people would definitely do differently. And it's a shame that people didn't get it before. Thanks for your call, Ron.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I want to say this to you. I just love the show. But I didn't get to talk to you the other day about Alvarez and Macias. There was a meeting here this week, and a lady told me that the state of Louisiana forced the New Orleans public schools to hire Alvarez and Macias. Guess what? At $64 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know. The reporter from the Times-Picayune in New Orleans came down, interviewed me, talked about it, and it was the state that forced them to do that. Although the dynamics of their board is similar to the dynamics of ours,
uh-huh,
but different. The black people are concerned about black people and the black kids. There's a half-white, half-black board, and then the swing vote is a Hispanic who votes with the white.
Uh-huh.
So that's the that's
they should have come to St. Louis first.
Oh, they knew about... No, understand. The white people were going to do what the governor wanted them to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it didn't have anything to do with that. The black people were convinced. They already knew.
Uh-huh.
The swing vote was an Hispanic person who votes with the white people.
I see.
So that's the dynamics of that vote. They knew what they were getting. They knew. But also, there is a whole lot of what is so unique about St. Louis and the public schools here in St. Louis is that there was a huge lie told and pushed by this paper that this district was in trouble. The district in New Orleans is in huge trouble. Is in huge, huge trouble. They can say that their district is in trouble. Ours wasn't. But they're going to get taken advantage of the same way that this district did. This district will suffer for several generations as a result of Alvarez and Marcel.
It surely will, but I just still wonder what some of our parents have on their mind. This I tell you this, as a race, a wait-and-see attitude is not good.
But again, the black folks voted against it. They voted against it in New Orleans. They voted against it.
Oh, they had a chance to vote.
Oh, yeah, the board voted.
Okay.
Yeah, the board voted against the black people on the board.
I mean the parents. I think if the parents would get up in arms.
The parents were there at the board. The parents
no, no, no,
did say no.
You know, you told us how to get up in arms, and we didn't get that response that we should have. I believe if they got that response down there, maybe that'd be a different story.
Well, they need to riot down there. They truly do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and about these young men getting killed. It's too bad the twins don't go. We can't say can't go. It's too bad they don't go. They ought to, that's where they ought to volunteer. Somebody said something about them not being able to get a job. I wouldn't want them teaching my child.
Thanks for your call.
I surely wouldn't.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Tehran. Iran has seated a new president. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was elected in June and has promised to combat corruption by living a simple life himself. He says he will promote justice both domestically and overseas. He's 49 years old, the former mayor of the capital of Tehran, and defeated former President Rafsanjani with a landslide victory. He's the first non-cleric to hold the post. He's an ultra-conservative and has expressed a hard line in dealing with the United States, saying he will never give up any of Iran's legal rights and does not care about trying to improve relations with the United States. And Dateline London. A British company has developed a motorcycle powered by a non-polluting fuel cell that could be available here in the United States as early as next year. Intelligent Energy developed the bike after spending years trying to get motorcycle companies interested in its project. The bike was unveiled earlier this year and is called the ENV, short for Emissions Neutral Vehicle. It has a top speed of 50 miles an hour and can run for 100 miles or up to 4 hours on a tank of compressed gas. It makes virtually no noise, and to fill the tank will cost about $4, which is less than the cost of 2 gallons of gasoline. The fuel cell produces electricity, which powers the bike, and a cooling fan is the only noise. A battery pack gives enough horsepower for quick acceleration. The company says it thinks it can market the bike for around $7,000. The company is also working on a device that will extract hydrogen from biodiesel fuels and allow you to fill up the ENV for about 25 cents a tank. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Join Sister Ruby Somerville Dixon for Something Old, Something New every Saturday morning at 6:30 here on WGNU. It's a delightful mix of the latest gospel sounds plus traditional favorites with a blend of church calendar activities. Listen for Something Old, Something New with Ruby Somerville Dixon Saturday mornings at 6:30 right here on WGNU.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground, and if it gets dark to focus when you're traveling almost at this speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and don't you dare.
Don't you look down. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I just had to call you. I haven't missed a day since you've been on the air listening to you.
Korean veteran.
And, you know, I called you earlier. I was down in New Orleans, and as I was lying there that night, I watched this board meeting down there, and I called you about it when I got back. The blacks were, I mean, all of them were standing tall and fighting for it. I mm-hmm. saw this Hispanic person who was on the board. They, you know, they had the meeting in there. Mm-hmm. And I told you, you know, that all the blacks got up and spoke about standing, and they mentioned St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling some people about, you know, listening to your program and how lovely you are. And they were saying that they hadn't heard. I say, well, I'm going to tell you this about Miss Brown. If Liz don't know about it, it ain't happening.
Sure.
I just want you to know your music is off the hook. You're off the hook, and everything is off the hook.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. This survey, there are Americans that are concerned out here about what is going on. 3 out of 4 Americans polled by the Foreign Affairs Journal and the Public Agenda were worried both about losing trust abroad and concerned about the hatred of the United States and Muslim nations. 2/3 of those polled believe that the world had a negative view of the United States, and 1 in 10 actually used the word bully to describe foreign perceptions of their country. 82% of those surveyed, meanwhile, worried a lot or somewhat about that the Iraq war was leading to too many casualties. Americans are broadly uneasy about the quality of our relations with the rest of the world, especially the Muslim nations. This is the Public Agenda Chairman, Daniel Yakovich. The questions reveal widespread doubts about the country's current course, but there is no consensus on which direction to take. Some 63% in the survey said the charge that the United States had been too eager to go to war was totally or partially justified. But there was also a streak of unilateralism in this poll's results as well. 1/5 of those surveyed said that America was totally justified to be concerned only with its own interests and to disregard the interests of other nations. 83% of those surveyed gave the United States an A or B grade for helping other countries during natural disasters. 64% gave the United States a C grade or worse for having good relations with Muslim countries. the Foreign Affairs. This is a Foreign Affairs. It's a influential foreign policy journal published by the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization. The poll was based on four focus groups by telephone with a random sample of 1,004 adults between June 1st and June 13th, with an error of margin of error plus or minus 3 percentage points. How we doing out there? I would say we're not doing too good. How we doing out there? I don't know. There is an article in today's paper that is very troubling to me. And it kind of speaks to this split personality that we have. There has to be more to this story. There has to be. And what does it say about us that this is the story? St. Louis man who chased a after he chased a burglar he found inside his home was seriously beaten after three construction workers intervened. Homeowner Hamijada Halovic, 46 years old, found a burglar breaking into his home in the 7,000 block of Morgan Ford Road right before 11 o'clock. Okay? Caught this guy trying to break into his home. That's what it says. Breaking into his home. He grabbed a kitchen knife and chased this guy down the street. Witnesses said that Halovich chased Ferguson through an alley behind his home into Quincy Street. Halovich stood over him and stabbed him with a knife. Some say about 20 times with the knife. The construction workers saw what was happening. They tried to stop Halovich from stabbing Ferguson. They hit him over the head with a shovel. Halovich fell to the... He was hit twice in the back of the head with a flat blade shovel in an attempt to stop the fight. The blows knocked Halovich onto the pavement, leaving him bloodied and unconscious. Ferguson later died. And here's the part that just rocks me. The police said charges were not expected to be filed against Halovich. A guy was trying to break into his home. He chased him down the several streets with a knife and stabbed him 20 times until he was dead. Charges are not going to be filed on this guy. You're allowed, I'm not talking about somebody shooting a bullet off in a moment of defending your home. There is nothing more intentional, cold-blooded, and rage-related. He chased the guy down the street, over another street. Now, they're not at this guy's house anymore. He chased him and stabbed him 20 times. He would have kept stabbing him. Now, once you stab him once and he's down, you won, right? No. 20 times, and the police are saying, oh, we don't think we're going to bring any charges against him. What do you have to do? That's not defending your home. That's murder. That is not defending your home. That is murder. You are so intent on stabbing this person to death that it takes two blows from a construction worker to the back of the head to knock you off this man. That's not murder? That's not murder? And what does it say about us as a society that you think it's not? The guy wasn't trying to rape your daughter. The guy wasn't trying to beat you up. He tried to break into your home. He didn't get into your home, and you took a shovel and And you took a knife and stabbed him 20 times until he died. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I'll be back after the news.
Was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I remember saying that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below
me.
VMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A U.S. Marine was killed today in Iraq. That makes 22 American Marines who have died in Iraq in the past several days. Most of them come from Brook Park, Ohio. ABC's Dean Reynolds is there.
The people in this community are reeling from all the bad news, and the truly unfortunate ones are holding on to their memories now because that's all they have left.
Rosemary Palmer is holding on to images of her son, Augie Schroeder.
The pictures that we took before he went, we were sure that that was the last time we'd ever see him.
President Bush said insurgents are trying to shake the will of the United States. Senator Joe Biden, ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said this morning there is a gap between what's happening on the ground in Iraq and the rhetoric back here. A tribute to the Shuttle Columbia crew. Discovery astronauts will do that shortly, and they're waiting to hear whether they will take a fourth spacewalk to fix a tear in a thermal blanket. ABC's John Berman has more on that from the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
There was a loose thermal blanket. This is a very heavy-like textile, a cloth near the left front window of the space shuttle. Engineers are a little bit concerned that during reentry at those extreme speeds of more than 17,000 miles per hour, that part of that thermal blanket could tear off and hit a key part of the shuttle during reentry.
Mission managers are expected to announce their decision on the spacewalk this afternoon. Mission specialist Stephen Robinson took the last spacewalk. He said it's not anxiety-inducing, at least not in the moment.
No, this is one of those things that you only get sweaty palms long afterwards, and you think about, wow, I should have been nervous. But really, when you're right up doing it, you're so focused on the task.
And three more weeks of home confinement for Martha Stewart. It was extended due to what was described as a pattern of violations. This is ABC News.
If you're selling your home, you need to give it sex appeal. I mean, curb appeal. It's what makes my mother say, "Isn't that house so cute?" Each year, Americans spend billions on expensive remodeling to get top dollar. But smart sellers concentrate on inexpensive improvements that increase the home's curb appeal and profit. I'll be right back to tell you how.
Today's winning advice from Jennifer Openshaw is sponsored by LendingTree. Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE now and have banks compete to give you four real home equity offers in just minutes. You can compare your offers and act on them immediately at LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
So what gives a house curb appeal? Fresh paint, new screens, a shiny front door knob. Get rid of stains on the driveway and clean up the yard. Plant those pansies to greet potential buyers with a smile. My winning advice when selling your home? Enhance the curb appeal and curb your enthusiasm for those costly improvements.
Angry reaction to some new Spanish language books at a Colorado library, yet they're flying off the shelves.
The books were bought in batches, and the Denver library says it didn't know the paperbacks it was adding to its Spanish language collection had graphic drawings of couples having sex and even women being abused. Denver's head librarian says the problem is now that the books have been brought to his attention, he can't take them out of circulation right now. They're very popular, and they've all been checked out.
ABC's Alex Stone. It was the Sausage Man versus the Lemonade Kids in Salem, Massachusetts. The sausage guy said the kid's stand was cutting into his business, so he called the cops, who shut them down because they didn't have a vendor's license, which cost $2,200. The kid's entire business netted them $130, so the mayor stepped in and brokered what was described as a corporate merger. The kids can reopen the stand under as subcontractors working under the sausage stand license. Of course, the deal's off when school starts. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brian Fire with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, two local DJs suspended for controversial statements about police have now been fired. DJ Chaos and DJ Silly Az were fired yesterday from their morning show at KATZ-FM 100.3 The Beat. The DJs and callers reportedly discussed ways to disarm and injure police officers just days after last month's fatal shooting of Kirkwood Police Sergeant William McEntee. St. Louis Police Officers Association President Kevin Albrand says the officers are encouraged by the socially responsible and correct action on the part of the station and ownership group Queer Channel Communications. Officials from the Missouri Department of Public Safety say the 20% decrease in screeners at Lambert Airport could be problematic. Terry Durdaller, a spokesperson for the department, says it's hard to say exactly what the result of the cuts will be.
We were not consulted in any of the plans to make these cutbacks, so we're not privy to any kind of input as to what our department would see as a viable impact.
The Transportation Security Administration plans to reduce the number of screeners at Lambert from 440 to 347. Fenton Mayor Dennis Hancock is looking for a new job. Hancock yesterday announced plans to run for the St. Louis County Council seat currently held by Skip Mange. Mange has announced plans to step down next year. Hancock says his experience as mayor will serve him well on the council. Hancock, who was reelected as mayor earlier this year, is so far unopposed in his bid for the council. Finally this hour, Jeff Supon and A.J. Burnett are the scheduled starters tonight as the Cards and Marlins close out their four-game series. Supon has a record of 10-7 with a 4.28 ERA. He won all three of his July decisions. Burnett is 8-6 with a 3.30 ERA. He posted a 3-1 record last month. First pitch is 7:10. The Redbirds remain home for the weekend to host the Atlanta Braves. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. The JCPenney Back to School Huge Sale this Friday and Saturday. Huge savings store-wide. Stores open Saturday at 7 a.m. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM. Northbound 270 at Sappington, an accident has been cleared. Traffic is slow, is approaching 21. Westbound 70 between Hanley and 170, look for an accident reported. Northbound 270 from Doherty Ferry, an accident on the right shoulder. Traffic jams approaching 44. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson. Look for road work on the right shoulder to clear up the Monday's train derailment. There are no delays. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to 270. Look for slow traffic as you approach the right lane to get onto the Highway 270. Eastbound 40 at Mason. That traffic is starting to build. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Lindbergh. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. You've got slow volume there. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, expect heavy traffic. Westbound 5570 split from 64 on the PSB. You've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 at 5570. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois to Laclede's Landing. Look for no problems to report there. And northbound Illinois Route 3 on the PSB. You have slow traffic on the top of the ramp at this hour. Northbound 44 at Forest Park. In Valley Park, or at Forest in Valley Park, there's a report of an accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM. Announcing the GM Total Value Promise, GM has lowered prices, added features, or redesigned over 50 2006 models. So you get more without paying more on the cars and trucks you really want. It's not a promotion, it's a promise. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Hot, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s today. The highest heat index is expected to reach around 100 late this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of showers. Low should be around 70. For Friday, not as warm, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under cloudy, hazy conditions. We have 77 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 79. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. And don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And don't forget to check out the website, lizbrown.com. Amazing, all of the hits, all of the places people are coming from. Check out the blog site. We don't have a blog. We have a Blogitude. Check out Blogitude STL. That's for St. Louis folks. And Blogitude for everybody that wants to find out what's going on all over the world. Check out the Blogitudes at lizbrown.com. Don't forget that we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe at www.wgnu.net, and we're archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. Those are the digits you need to get to me. Oh, we've been talking this morning about American foreign policy. We've been talking about the war in Iraq. We need to move to Jerusalem. I have with me this morning author of Next Year in Jerusalem, Daphna Golan Agon. Daphna, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock there. How are you?
I'm okay.
Very good. Daphna, I looked up on Google Next Year in Jerusalem. That's a phrase that is used very frequently. What does it mean in terms of the book that you have written?
Well, I think it has two meanings. On the one hand, it's what we ask ourselves every day, what's going to happen here next year. We don't know. We who live here in Jerusalem, I think both Jews and Palestinians, we live in a city that is so tense that it's never clear what's going to happen here next year. And then it has another meaning, and Jews all over the world say once a year, in the most important holiday, in Passover, at the end of the meal, they say next year in Jerusalem, hoping that next year they'll come back to Jerusalem. So I was asking, what do Jews mean when they bless this blessing? What is Jerusalem for them? Is this Jerusalem that we live in, Jerusalem that is so torn apart, so cruel? Or do they see another Jerusalem, a Jerusalem of peace?
And when you ask this question, what do you find?
Well, I really want the city to be a city of peace, a city in which both Arabs and Jews, Israelis and Palestinians live in harmony, that it will be a city that is shared by all the people who live in it. But unfortunately, right now, Jerusalem is a city in which there's a huge wall being built that is separating people from their schools, from their work, that is separating Palestinians from Israelis and actually separating Palestinians from Palestinians. And I think this is not the Jerusalem that all of us would want to imagine. And I think for many people, Jerusalem is somehow important, holy, close to heart, I think, for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And I have a feeling that if Jerusalem will be a city of peace, all of us around the world will have maybe a more quiet world. I mean, because there's so much tension around those holy places here, that the feeling that something is very wrong here, that Israelis do not share the holiness of the city with others, that Israelis do not allow Palestinians to live normal life in the city, is affecting not only our life here in Jerusalem, but I think actually the lives of millions around the world.
How so?
I think that as long as there is war here, as long as the Muslims feel that they're unhappy with what's happening to their holy places, that they don't have access, that Israel is controlling the lives of Palestinians, there's a lot of anger. And I think that what we see in the world, I don't think that it's only connected to that, but this clash of cultures that you also experience between the Americans in Iraq, between what we experienced last months in London. I mean, this whole very angry world that we live in is something that we should think about, new terms of how do we think about a different future, of not of war, but of peace.
And when we talk about the different cultures that exist in Jerusalem now, describe that for us, because I don't know that most Americans are really not, would not consider themselves exposed to a lot of different types of cultures, a lot of different types of religions, a lot of different types of people. But Jerusalem is made up of all of those things, right?
Yeah. And I think what I was trying to do in my book is really to describe the reality, the daily life of a mother. I'm a mother of two teenagers, and I work in Jerusalem, I teach at university. What does it mean for me to go to work and to try and find the safest route that some of us think that we should take a route where there were no bombing, and some of us think that we should take a route where there were bombing so that there are not going to be other bombing. You know, what does it mean to tell my kids, you know, you're not supposed to take a bus, and then, you know, we have those arguments. They said, well, number 14 is safe, number 18 had already exploded twice. I mean, what does it mean in this sense? What does it mean? I have Palestinian friends. They live 10 minutes away from me. They cannot order pizza because nobody will bring pizza for East Jerusalem. But, of course, we have lots of pizza places, cinemas, theater. I mean, I think it's the details, those small details of life that tells a lot about what does it mean to live with so many distances.
Do you,
and I'm also...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm also trying to talk about how do we try to overcome those differences, and how do we, mostly as women, Palestinian and Israeli women, try to work together to see a different future for our children.
When you look at your life and the daily life in your book Next Year in Jerusalem, do you draw parallels between your life and the lives of that your current lives, the way you have to live your life, to women in say Iraq?
Well, I don't know much about women in Iraq, but I've been many times in South Africa, because I was very active in the anti-apartheid movement and I was studying South Africa. So I do a lot of comparison between our conflict and the conflict in South Africa, both because I think there are many similarities, but also because I'm trying to be hopeful, I'm trying to be optimistic, and because things have changed there, I want to believe that things can change here. And just as much there was a struggle there and the international community got involved, and there was a divestment movement and sanctions, and people really cared about ending apartheid. I hope that people, especially Americans, will care enough to say, we don't want to fund this war anymore. We don't want to send arms anymore to Israel. We don't want to help build more settlements. And unfortunately, I have to say that it's with your money that this war keeps going.
Do you see any cause to be hopeful in Jerusalem? I mean, I understand looking back at what happened in South Africa, but are there things happening that give you cause for hope in Jerusalem?
Well, not very much, but I have two teenagers. I want to tell them that their future is going to be much better. And so I'm trying to find little hopes in everything. And we, a few years ago, we went, a group of Palestinians and Israelis, to South Africa to a conference which was called Restoring Hope, in which South Africans told us about how difficult the days before the end of apartheid were and how everything seems to be so terrible and that there was a change. So even though I don't see much hope, you know, I think maybe this pullout of Gaza, even though our prime minister, I don't think, planned to do anything serious, doesn't plan to really end the occupation, maybe it will start shaking the situation in such a way that it will be the beginning of the end of the occupation, and maybe it will open the way. We don't know. I mean, things are changing in so dramatic way in the world that you have to be optimistic, because otherwise it's very difficult to live in such a situation.
How do your teenagers see their future? Are they hopeful, or how do they see it?
Well, my daughter just graduated from high school, and all Israeli Jews go to the army, and I was really worried that she will have to go to the army, and I'm very happy that she chose a different way, and she chose to work in gardening and in poor neighborhoods and work with the children in the neighborhoods to build new gardens. I think it's a very optimistic and very hopeful way, instead of going to the army. And in a very strange way, they really feel very connected, and they see their future in Jerusalem. They want to work for change. They love it here. And I also love it here. I mean, there's some very special, Jerusalem is very special. It's really multicultural. It's very interesting. It's very beautiful. The light here is beautiful. I mean, people could live a wonderful life in Jerusalem. So they are connected, and they want to do art, and they want to be here. And I'm scared, but I'm also very happy for that.
And in terms of the wall, how do people view the wall? Do they view it how do they view it?
Well, most Israelis would say that this wall is really very important, because it will save us
because it will secure us. But I think, but there are also groups of Israelis and Palestinians who are protesting against the wall.
Do the Israelis that say that it's a good thing and that it's necessary, do they really have a sense of what this wall is and what it does?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think most Israelis are so scared that they really don't care, which is very sad. But they, you know, I think they're very short-sighted. They say, well, it's going to save us now. I think the idea in our times, in year 2005, that a wall can secure a nation is very strange. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're living in a world that is so sophisticated that to build a wall, I mean, we all know that one can do a tunnel or one can climb on a wall. I mean, it's so many years after the decline of the wall in Berlin, to build another wall, which looks very much the same, is ridiculous, and it's so short-sighted. It's ugly. It's ecologically wrong. It's wrong to people. It's cutting families. And it's not going to secure us. It cannot have security unless you discuss peace and unless you negotiate with people, unless you give them some hope. And this wall is certainly not giving any hope to Palestinians, and I don't think it's giving any hope to us.
And what would peace look like in Jerusalem? What would that be? Is it?
I have a very we had a few years ago, we did Israeli and Palestinian women. We had 1 week in which we called Sharing Jerusalem. And I write about this in the book. And the idea was to show how Jerusalem can look like when there's peace. So we had jazz concerts all over the city, and people could walk from one side to another. And we had art exhibitions, and people were going from east to west Jerusalem. Everything was open. We had conferences where people were talking about the future of the city together, Israelis and Palestinians, and eating together. I mean, this city can be so beautiful if people could just walk freely from one side to another and meet each other and share their culture and do art together. It can be beautiful.
When you and your children, when your children were going to school, what were they taught about the Palestinian people?
They were never taught anything about the Palestinian people. My daughter, as I said, just graduated from high school. She did 12 years of studying. Not even once did she study anything about Palestinians. I mean, there's such a denial, which is really unbelievable. I mean, we live in a city that one-third of its inhabitants are Palestinians. My daughter knows many Palestinians because we have many Palestinian friends, but it's very unusual in Jerusalem. But still, I mean, we live in a city that is so mixed. There's not a single lesson about Palestinian history. In this city, there's so many old, beautiful Arab houses that belong to Palestinians, Palestinians who either ran away or were deported or were chased out of their homes in 1948 and left all those fancy, beautiful Arab houses that are here. I mean, we go to the cinema there, we go to the theater near those houses. I mean, it's not here, right, where we live. Yet, and Jews live in those beautiful houses that are very expensive now. But never, ever were my children taught about the Palestinians who used to live here, never taught about their history. It's like we erased them from our history books. And I think as long as we do that, as long as we don't acknowledge the past and we don't teach our children about the past, means that Palestinians live here, and we have to acknowledge it. As long as we don't do it, I don't think there's ever going to be peace.
And what is the cost of having Palestinian friends? Is it dangerous?
It's not dangerous. It's just complicated because it's... No, I mean, right now there's no cost. Actually, it's it's okay. I mean, there used to be times when it was illegal. There used to be times when we couldn't meet because it was illegal for Israelis to meet Palestinians. So we had to go to Europe or to the U.S. to meet. And it's funny because we live in the same city, but we couldn't meet. And we could meet outside of the country only in what we called academic conferences. And then suddenly, overnight, our government started talking to the Palestinian Authority and to Arafat and to the leadership of the Palestinian people, who a few days before were all illegal terrorists. So suddenly it became okay. And now it's okay. I mean, we can meet. We meet at the American Colony Hotel. We meet at each other's houses. And now it's easy. It's just not very common because we go to, our children go to different schools. We speak different language. And the city, although everybody talks about how it is united, is actually very divided.
And Daphna, where can people get your book Next Year in Jerusalem? Anywhere, everywhere?
I think anywhere, everywhere, on the line, online, on bookstores. I mean, I hope you have it in your local bookstores as well.
I want to thank you very much, Daphna Golan Agan, author. She joined us from Jerusalem this morning, author of Next Year in Jerusalem. Thank you so much for joining us on
thank
the Wake
you
Up Call.
Thank you very much.
Take care and good afternoon. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. Stay with us at 454-0400, at 1-877-920-WGNU, at WGNU.net. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Westbound 70 at Hanley, there's a report of an accident. Left lane is blocked. Delays are coming out of Cool Valley. Northbound 270 between Graboy and Doherty Ferry is stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry is slow due to an earlier accident as well. Eastbound 94 at Jungerman is a report of an accident. Left lane is blocked at this hour. Eastbound 70 at 159, there's an accident involving an overturned vehicle. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road, there's road work going on in the right lane to clean up what continues from a Monday train derailment. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Germania and 44, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at Mason, that traffic is building this hour. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge and 270, you can expect slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Lindbergh, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, there is heavy volume this hour. Westbound 5570 split from 3rd Street onto the PSB, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the at 5570 onto the PSB. You can expect slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. Look for everything to be flowing freely this hour. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the PSB. No problems there. In both directions, Tesson Ferry between Lindbergh and Graboy. You can expect some delays due to paving operations going on. Also, eastbound 40 at Ventaventer, that exit is closed through August for construction work. You can use Kings Highway, Market, or Grand exits to get around the construction area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800, the number 2, donate, or you can go to taxdeduction.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Hot, partly sunny today with a 30% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms. A high in the mid-90s. The highest heat index is expected to be around 100 by late this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. 40% chance of showers with a low around 70. For Friday, not as warm, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU. We have 79 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 79 as well. Both under cloudy, hazy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
A docent open house will be held in the Living World at the St. Louis Zoo on Monday, August 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. Docents are volunteer environmental educators dedicated to helping people to understand and enjoy wildlife. Visit the open house if you're interested in applying for the fall basic training session starting September 6th at the zoo. To find out more, contact Rachel at 314-781-0900, extension 313, email arbogast@stlzoo.org, or log on to www.stlzoo.org/education. Something for animal lovers from WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs, Sears. 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Sunday, August 24th, 2003. I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database software company located in Baghdad as a programmer/network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day, I would climb 3 flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with one female colleague and 2 males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious. It was backbreaking. It was geeky. And it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed-on pens, paper-clips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. In some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that by punching in 454 or 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I gotta stay here for a minute. Gotta stay here for a minute, and comment on. What this says about us. There are a couple of stories that just, in my mind and in my world, say horrible, horrible things about who we are. A man saw another man trying to break into his house. Okay, that's wrong. It's illegal. You're going to be upset. But the man whose home is being broken into goes into his kitchen. So he's safe and secure enough to go into his kitchen. He gets a knife. He chases the person. This is 11 o'clock in the morning. It's not 2 o'clock in the morning. It's right before lunchtime. He chases the man down the street. Okay? He chased this man through an alley behind his home. He chased a man onto Quincy Street, and then he stood over the man and stabbed him with the kitchen knife. He stabbed him close to 20 times. He stabbed him till he was dead. Now, there were some construction workers that happened to be observing the fight. They didn't know what the genesis of the fight was. They didn't know what started it. So they came and tried to break it up. They saw a man stabbing another man. This man was so into stabbing somebody to death that the construction worker picked up his shovel, hit him in the back of the head, had to hit him twice before he fell down unconscious. That's how into stabbing this man he was. Now, the interesting thing to me is that the police say that charges were not expected to be filed against him. Now, we have a radio station where there are two DJs that were fired for making comments about how to injure officers and take their radios away so they couldn't call for help. Okay. That's wrong. They lose their jobs for saying that. This guy has stabbed somebody to death. Not because he was in his house, but because he was attempting to get into his house, and police said that these guys should be fired from their jobs for saying something that never happened about police. But the police are saying that a guy that actually stabbed somebody to death. Oh, no, we all think we're gonna charges. What'd he do wrong? What did he do wrong? This is crazy. And then there's this other story that I don't understand the world that we live in. There's another story where an 11-year-old girl who threw a rock at a boy who had hit her with a water balloon was facing jail time. Feel this. Police responded to the scene where an 11-year-old girl threw a rock. They responded with three cars a helicopter hovering overhead. They arrested her. They charged her for resisting arrest and scratching an officer's arm, an 11-year-old girl. Helicopter. She threw a rock. She threw a rock. And they wanted to send her to jail. She threw a rock at a boy who threw a water balloon at her. Now, the argument is that she used excessive force. He threw a water balloon. She threw a 2-pound rock. Okay. He tried to break into your house. You stabbed him 20 times to death. 11-year-old girl gets punished. 46-year-old man may not face any charges at all. What kind of world are we living in? DJs who say things about cops shouldn't be saying it about anybody. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear to work. Shouldn't be saying how you'd be able to keep anybody from being harm's way. But they get fired because they said it about cops. Not because they said it about you. Not because they said it about me. Not because they said horrible things about Irene J. Smith. They didn't lose their job for that. They lost their job because of what they said about cops. Oh, we gotta take a break. We gotta take a break. We gotta take a break. Oh, we gotta take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline San Francisco. Former Tennessee Senator Al Gore has accepted the chairmanship of a new cable channel set to begin operating on Monday. Gore says the channel, called Current, will allow viewers to engage in the dialogue of democracy. It's going to feature segments ranging from 30 seconds to 5 minutes on a wide range of topics. Gore says he wants to change the face of TV by making it easier for viewers to get their voices heard. But he says the Current network will not become a political vehicle. The network will also have an arrangement with Google to provide details of top search topics twice each hour. And Dateline Cape Town. The South African government has come up with a plan to begin land reform that will transfer 30% of productive farmland from whites to previously disadvantaged blacks over the next 10 years. A summit was held this past weekend to try and expedite the process, but the willing buyer, willing seller concept was deemed to be too slow and unworkable. Instead, a fast-track approach will be adopted. White farmers and the opposition Democratic Alliance are unhappy with this plan, which they say is much like the land reform plans adopted by Zimbabwe and put forth by President Robert Mugabe. The farmers say the slow pace for ownership change is due to waste and inefficiency in the Departments of Agriculture and Land Affairs. A leader of the farmers says there are many cases where white farmers had gone to those departments with proposals to sell their properties, but got no answer after several years. When apartheid ended in 1994, almost 90% of productive agricultural land was owned by whites, but so far less than 2% of that land has been transferred into black hands. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Did you know that you can have the leaf blocker gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and never clean your gutters again? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, leaf blocker installs over your existing gutters. If your gutters are damaged and need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and start enjoying yourself this fall. The leaf blocker system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate and save 15% during their preseason sale. From Missouri or Illinois, call 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis' oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
Are you pondering your future? Do you wonder if a different career would help you towards a better future? The Educational Opportunity Centers provide free services which include career exploration, interest inventory testing, college or voc-tech school selection, one-on-one educational counseling, resume assistance, and more. Contact EOC today at 1-800-875-5932 for more information on post-secondary education and how that education can help you to find a better job with better pay and a better future. Shift your computer into overdrive, sports overdrive that is, at WGNU.net.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's my understanding that some people are calling about some facts out of the story about Hamija Halovic, 46 years old, according to the paper. And I'm reading what's in the paper. The paper says, caught the burglar breaking into his home. That doesn't say that the burglar was in his home. Okay? Caught him breaking into. Doesn't say caught him inside of the home. Secondly, there are those of you that are saying also that Ferguson got up after he was stabbed 20 times and fled in his vehicle, and the crash may have killed him. Fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is just like if you are sitting outside in a vehicle while your buddy is in the store robbing it, if your buddy kills somebody while he's robbing the store, even if you're sitting outside in the vehicle, didn't have a gun in your hand, didn't ever bring a gun, you never held a gun in your hand in your life, you are guilty of murder, or you can be charged with murder. If you stab somebody 20 times and they got into their vehicle and crashed in the vehicle, trust me, you can be charged with murder. If you can be charged with the murder if a mother dies who is pregnant of an unborn child, trust me, you are can be charged with and found guilty of murder. The fact that he was in the truck has nothing to do with the charges that can be brought against this man. You stabbed him to death, and if he crashed his car because you stabbed him to death, if it was a blow in the head in the car that killed him, or if it was your stab wounds, you're going to be charged with murder. Period. Dot. Oh, I know that folks are going to try to get around it.
and justify the stabbing of this man. Oh, no, he died in the car wreck. No, he died because you stabbed him 20 times. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes.
Ben, good morning.
How you doing? I was listening to you talking about this person and the mentality of people who, I mean, the breaking and entering is not punishable by death.
It is not.
You know, so how can they justify that? And it's the whole mentality this country is slipping into. One of the things that makes me wonder about all of this is the story that came out about one of the seven Marines that got killed in Baghdad. One of them, near Baghdad, he was a Marine Corps reserve sniper who had been home on leave. Well, he wasn't home on leave. He could have gotten out of returning to Baghdad. He volunteered to return to Iraq. He had already served a tour of duty there. But he didn't have to go back because his wife had just had their first baby. And he chose to go back. Now, his job was a Marine Corps sniper. So there's another word for assassin. Their job is to infiltrate through stealth means and assassinate leaders of the enemy. He chose death over life. To me, I mean, talk about family values. I don't understand why he'd want to go back to Iraq in that environment, in that miserable environment, why he would choose that over staying at home with his wife and his baby. I don't understand that.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that have done psychological studies on men that make those decisions, because he's not the first to make that kind of a decision. And they talk about the way that your head gets twisted around and messed up in those environments. You feel real responsible for the people that you leave behind, and you want to go and you develop those kinds of bonds with the people that are still there. You feel guilty for being there home when there are people over there that are losing their lives. There are psychological dissertations that have been written upon how messed up. That's another casualty of war. When you go to war, your head gets messed up.
I'm familiar with that. You haven't been a Vietnam veteran,
right.
But the thing about it is they had an occupation during my time. It was called the tunnel rat. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Different environment. Tunnel rats that wanted to return, and there were people who did, and I couldn't understand. I still have arguments with them today about why did you go back.
Yeah, it's messed up in the head. That's
you
all
know,
you can
but
say.
It was that's the way we thought then. Mm-hmm. This guy here, this on the media, he's a hero.
Well,
he's a great American. He wanted to defend his country.
But he is. It's you can say that a person that wants to defend their country is a good person, but it's a terrible waste. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible waste. I'm not going to suggest to anybody that somebody that decides to do that shouldn't be fine. That's fine for you. That's fine that you want to fight for the country. The tragedy is that you live. You went to fight for a country with an administration that didn't care about you as much as you cared about your country.
And,
that's
and
the tragedy.
Fact is, as was in Vietnam. In Vietnam, most Vietnam veterans know that we were not defending this country. This country was not under threat by the North Vietnamese.
And I got to go, Ben. But thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Peace and blessings. Good morning, Sister Liz. How are you?
Brother Robert, I'm wonderful.
Praise be to Allah. Sister, as I often do, sit and I listen to the horrible plight of the oppressed, the poor, the disadvantaged. It's a horrible condition that we're living under. And as I look at this, my mind often goes back to the scriptures as we look, and there's always a common denominator, an undergirding thing that's going on. It's always a good versus evil type of thing that's going on. And when I hear people ask the question, why this and why that, no matter how many times you ask why, we can still come to the same answer. It's rationalizing disobedience to what is right to what is fair and what is clear.
Absolutely.
So we're dealing with nothing more than the manifestation of deceptive intelligence among our people and among all people. So I hope as we go to our religious services on Sunday that we do some serious thinking on where the scriptures fall right now in our lives today instead of looking backwards, because...
And I got to go. That has to be the last word, Brother
Robert.
Queen. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Everyone is sharing in this city.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A tribute from above. Shuttle Discovery astronauts offered it to the crew of Columbia.
We now offer our enduring thanks. From you, we will carry the human spirit out into space, and we will continue the explorations you have begun.
Seven crew members were lost in the Columbia tragedy.
All seven were driven by the fire of the human spirit within. They believed in space exploration. They knew the risks, but they believed in what they were doing.
Discovery astronaut Charles Camarda says they lost seven colleagues, seven friends. The Discovery crew learns later today whether they will take another spacewalk to fix a torn thermal blanket.
They have samples of this textile, samples of this thermal blanket at the Ames Research Center in California. They're testing it in a wind tunnel to see just how much damage it can do. With those results, NASA will then make a decision if it will take a fourth spacewalk to make this shuttle safe to land.
ABC's John Berman at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. 22 U.S. Marines have died in Iraq the past several days, one just today, as insurgents continue to adapt.
Military sources telling ABC that they are using shaped charges, which penetrate deeper into metal. Also, they're doing things like stacking mines, anti-tank mines, on top of each other, which makes for just a bigger explosion, essentially. They are also able, in some cases, to explode these devices from farther distances because the technology they're using to trigger the devices, they are able to stand off farther and farther away as they see convoys coming from very long distances.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad. Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, in a new videotape warning of more attacks in London, blaming British Prime Minister Blair for last month's attacks. Citing high heat and humidity, power grid operators in the Mid-Atlantic, the Midwest, and in Canada say demand for electricity will probably exceed last week's record-breaking levels. This is ABC News.
Pizza, nachos, french fries, hot sauce. Any second now, you're going to get heartburn, and you're going to want relief that's fast, fast, fast. So take Pepcid Complete, because nothing works faster. Not Zantac 150, not Prilosec OTC. Pepcid Complete starts to work on contact, and you can't get faster relief than that. In fact, Pepcid Complete is so fast, it's guaranteed or your money back. With Pepcid Complete, fast relief is guaranteed. Use as directed. Visit PepcidGuarantee.com for details.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Her sentence was almost up, but Martha Stewart's home confinement has been extended.
I'm really glad to be home.
Martha Stewart was supposed to end 5 months of home confinement next week, but a judge extended it by 3 weeks. ABC News has learned Stewart committed a pattern of violations of her sentence. Stewart, who turned 64 on Wednesday, is only allowed out of her house 48 hours a week, but recently she has been seen at yoga class, riding a horse, and visiting a hospital. Stewart's ankle will be adorned with an electronic monitoring bracelet until August 31st. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
There's shopping till you drop, and then there's the Texas woman who dropped till she shopped. She sat outside the new IKEA in Frisco, Texas, for 9 days until opening day. She was the store's first customer and the winner of a $2,500 shopping spree. 60 miles from home, the mother of five was touched by how many people stopped by to bring her food, clothes, and words of encouragement. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a bizarre series of events left a homeowner hospitalized and a burglary suspect dead. St. Louis police say the homeowner caught the suspect burglarizing his home yesterday in the 7,000 block of Morgan Ford. The victim and the alleged burglar became involved in a fight after a brief chase, and the victim stabbed the suspect with a knife. Three construction workers in the area, unaware of the burglary, then began beating the homeowner. The alleged burglar tried to drive away from the fight, but crashed into a building a short time later and died. The homeowner remains hospitalized. Police are not commenting on any possible charges. Three suspects are in custody in connection with thefts from a Missouri Department of Transportation storage facility. Public safety officials say surveillance tape showed multiple suspects breaking into the Jefferson City facility. The suspects allegedly took about $6,500 worth of supplies, as well as a portable gas generator that was recovered at a Columbia business. Charles French of Hallsville and Albert Christman and Mike Johnson of Jefferson City faced charges in the thefts. A study underway at the Washington University School of Medicine could offer hope to patients in need of bone marrow transplants. The study on the mouse immune system is focused on so-called natural killer cells, which destroy tumors or infections before they have a chance to grow. These natural killers carry receptors that keep them from killing healthy tissue while enabling them to destroy harmful cells. Lead researcher Dr. Wayne Yokoyama says the research could help doctors better match bone marrow transplants.
Doctors have previously shown that the types of cells and genes and receptors that we're talking about here also play an important role in whether or not the bone marrow transplantation therapy actually works.
The study could eventually help explain how some patients with viruses like hepatitis C can be cured, while others remain infected with the virus for the rest of their lives. Finally this hour, you probably heard of TV Turnoff Week, when families are asked to leave their television sets off. Now a Brantford, Connecticut man is applying that concept to the computer. Joe Acunzo founded PC Turnoff Week, which began August 1st.
Like most things with children in their lives, there really does need to be some limits set. And if there's not, these studies have shown that some of the excessive use of the computer, hours and hours on end, can really have some negative impact.
Health effects include obesity and social isolation. Acunzo works for an educational software company and says computer use in moderation can be good for children. But he says once in a while, it's a good idea to turn it off altogether and do something else. His website, pcturnoff.org, has some possible alternatives. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. The JCPenney Back to School Huge Sale this Friday and Saturday. Huge savings store-wide. Stores open Saturday at 7 a.m. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckerd's Peaches. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and Blanchett Bridge Road construction right lane is closed. Crews are in the final stage of major bridge work. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road on the right shoulder. They're cleaning up from Monday's train derailment. There's no delays there either. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge. 270 is slow in the right lane as you hit those approaches to 270. Eastbound 40 slows at Maryville Center all the way to Mason Road. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Slow traffic in pockets, slow again, then in the right lane from New Florissant all the way into 170. Eastbound 70 at 79, that traffic is starting to ease up this hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Clayton Warson, still heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Sappington to 44, slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from the 3rd Street all the way on to the PSB, it's stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Look for no problems to report this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 onto the approaches of the PSB, no problems there. Rider Trail at Earth City, there's an accident involving a tractor trailer. It appears to be minor at this hour. Illinois, over on the Illinois side, 159 at Hollywood Heights Road. You can expect an accident over there and some slowdowns. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Peaches. Nobody knows fresh peaches like Eckert's, so stop by Eckert's this week for the juiciest peaches and other farm fresh produce. For directions, go to Eckert's in Belleville. Go to Eckert's.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, hot, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the mid-90s. The highest heat index is expected to be around 100 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 70. For Friday, not as warm, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a high in the mid-80s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 82 degrees under cloudy, hazy conditions. Lambert Field is reporting haze and 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I remember saying that progress is being made. If you took a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. These are crazy times. These are crazy, crazy times. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877 920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious. Wow, we have a lot to talk about. I am, I loved what the last caller before our break said, Brother Robert. I really think that this is the place where we are as a nation, as a people, and there's no good can come of it. Attempting to justify your disobedience to God. It is intolerable. It is intolerable to live and defend the actions of an individual whose home is being broken into, who goes into his kitchen, gets a knife, chases the person who was breaking into their home or was in their home. Regardless, he's not in your house anymore. You have intentionally chased this person. The threat is gone. You've chased this person down the street until you caught him. You've taken the knife that you intentionally got out of your kitchen. You've stabbed him once, twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times, nine times, 10 times, 11 times, 12 times, 13 times, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 times. Every time you pick the knife up out of that man's body, you put it back in. And you didn't stop because you got tired. You didn't stop of your own accord. You stopped because somebody hit you on the back of the head once and then again. Because you were so into stabbing this man to death that a hit with a shovel on the back of your head didn't stop you. You had to be hit twice. And the paper says, charges were not expected to be filed against him. What kind of world is this? What kind of world is this? 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's quite a... I started. I think if anything, he sent to some type of psychological evaluation. Stabbing somebody 20 times, my God!
He should go to jail. They don't send people to psychological evaluations for stabbing people to death. You go to jail. You get tried for murder. You go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this. I was just reading the paper. What do you think about those? Those DJs, Liz, that got weird today, they got fired.
Well, here we have two people that said some things about cops. They said, and I want to make sure that I have this correct. They talked about how to injure officers and take their radios away so that the officers could not call for help. Here we have. A station that fires some people for what the words that come out of their mouth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you can't say that. Because you can't talk about how to harm people. Cool. I'm down with that. You can't talk about on the radio. I don't talk about how to harm people. I don't talk about whether they're wearing an officer's uniform or whether they're wearing a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. You don't strategize about how to harm people on the radio. That's not acceptable. But note the irony here. you lose your job for saying something about police officers, but you stab somebody to death and police officers say, we don't think we're going to file any charges against you. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it allows for open season.
On everybody but one class of people. We cannot live in a society where one group of people has all the protections and the rest of us have none. It is wrong to talk about on the radio about strategizing how to physically harm anybody, regardless of the clothes they wear to work.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is that we are establishing a society where there's only one type of people that are protected. And you have to wear a uniform, and I got to pay your salary. Those are the only people that are protected, and that's not a safe society.
No, it's not.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Bill.
I'd like to make a comment about the situation in Iraq, if I may. The caller you had before intermission was talking about North Vietnamese. I think a lot of people just aren't aware of the National Liberation Front, which was organized at that time in North and South Vietnam. They coexisted with each other against the American forces. Nevertheless, when the Americans left, when the fall of Saigon occurred, 85% of the people who worked for the South Vietnamese government and the American government there were communists. And I think the same thing may occur in Iraq. Once the Americans pull out, you will see the true face of the Iraqis who will run the country surface. And it won't be a civil war. It will take over so fast it will make your head spin.
Mm.
That's just my thesis on it.
All right. Thank you,
Have
Bill.
A good day.
You take care. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I wonder if someone would lose their job at a radio station for strategizing how to bring harm to, I don't know, me. We cannot, we must not succumb to living in a society where the value of people's lives are determined by the clothes they wear. We're all valuable, but the actions that are happening out here don't support that. We're all valuable. An 11-year-old girl faces jail time for throwing a rock at a boy who threw a water balloon at her. The argument by the grown-ups goes like this. That was excessive force. That was an excessive response. You, 11-year-old child, should have known better than to pick up a 2-pound rock and throw it at this boy. He only threw a water balloon at you. That's wrong. You need to go to jail, huh? This 46-year-old man chases another 34-year-old man down the street out of his house with a knife in his hand and stabs him 20 times. And the police say, oh, we don't expect any charges to be brought against him. The guy dies. Now, mind you, the guy dies. The guy with 20 stab wounds in him appropriately dies. I mean, that's, the physics of that goes in the direction of death. If you have 20 puncture wounds in your body, the physics says, oh, you're probably going to die. But the police, in the case of the 11-year-old girl, said, no, she needs to use due jail time. We need to fly in a police helicopter. We need to send 4 cars in. We need to grab her and charge her with a resisting arrest. And she needs to do jail time, although she is not. And the argument is that excessive force was used. Now, help me with this. A 9-year-old boy was wrestling with a friend of his, a child. Tate is his name. Baby last name is Tate. She died during the wrestling move. They charged him children playing, he got charged with murder. He was the youngest person ever to be charged, convicted, and put in jail for murder. He's guilty of murder. And all y'all out there talking about how he's guilty of murder, hello? 46-year-old man chases somebody down the street, takes a knife, and plunges it into this person's body 20 times, and only stops because somebody hits him hard twice on the back of the head with a shovel. Justifying disobedience to God, not taking care of our children, not honoring the value of all of our lives. These are crazy times. John, welcome to the wake-up call.
Yeah, Liz, could you spell the name of that author on next year in Jerusalem, the last of it? You said Golan or something, but I couldn't.
Okay, tell you what, I will spell it for you let me spell it for you right now. I believe it is G-O-L-O-N.
O-N. I thought it would be that or G-A-N. That's good. That's all they need.
Okay.
Barnes & Noble's that last name.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Earl, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outside.
I'm taking a law to your own hands. I know with this case, I know you read from the newspaper, but I can't believe that someone from the circuit attorney's office released a statement saying that this guy wouldn't be pressed with any charges.
I haven't read any statement saying that we're pursuing charges either.
I mean, at least things that we're taking an investigation.
They didn't say that.
Just come right out and say that.
They didn't say that. The police said we don't expect any charges to be brought in this case.
I mean, I've heard policemen even say if someone broke into your house, if you do something to them, make sure you pull them in the house if you do something to them, because you could face charges if they were outside the home.
And a quote. And again, a quote. These were two reporters that talked to cops. Two reporters. Police said charges were not expected to be filed against Halovic. Did you hear what I just said? Are you hearing what I'm just saying?
I mean, that set a precedent. If that's the case, I mean, you're going to have a whole lot of situations similar to this or even worse, possibly. If that's the precedent that they're setting there.
Well, it's not a precedent. It's an exception to the rule. Because the fact of the matter is, if I chase somebody down the street after they never got into my house and I stab somebody 20 times, I think Jennifer Joyce, the chick that's in there now, I think that she would charge me. Don't you think?
Exactly.
Don't you think she'd charge me?
I mean, who is this guy?
No. The question is not who is the guy. The question is who is the victim? That's what the question is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, you know, I talked with you concerning the young lady out in Florissant that was shipped back from Iraq that had the two teeth out in the front, and
Lavina.
Also her face was disfigured.
Lavina.
I wanted to know, have they closed that file on what actually happened to her, or has it been exposed what happened over there to her?
The father, well, it's not a matter, because this involves the military, there are different challenges that confront the father and the mother of Lavina. The father has said, as far as he's concerned, the case is not closed. The military has said that we are investigating it as a criminal case, but that doesn't mean that a crime has occurred. So that's the limbo that we're in right now.
Okay, my granddaughter was asking me, and I told her I would ask you this morning.
Okay.
The gentleman ahead of me took my thunder. I always heard that when someone is breaking into your home, if you want to do something to them, you have to pull them inside the house and do them. You're not supposed to go outside your door. So I'm just going to stand back and watch and see what happens with this case.
Thanks for your call.
454-0400
is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good
morning. Good morning, Liz.
Yes,
is Ike. What that man did was write out murder. You know, because his life wasn't deeply threatened. So when he ran after that man, that was outright murder.
Yes, it was outright murder.
And I tell you what, though, police better rethink this. But for the guy that did the killing, he better really think about relocating, because this ain't going to go away. And I mean that. This is serious, because I know years of me being on this earth, I done seen things happen, and police can protect you every second. So they better rethink this, because this is going to really get people on edge.
Thanks.
The way it is. But I ain't, I'm not through now. Wait a minute.
All right.
I want to talk about the war.
All right.
The guy came in. I like what he said about the tunnel rats and this guy going back to the kill people, snap a rifle. Look, all that is just nonsense. These guys get this in their head. They like to just go out and just steal people by at nighttime. When I was in Vietnam, like the guy was saying, a tunnel rat goes down in the ground and find these North Vietnamese or whatever, South Vietnamese, and they kill them. That's what they do. It was with a knife or any means necessary. So that is somebody sick, and you leave luxury to go back to bad conditions, period, like in Vietnam, was hiding bugs and snakes. Something wrong with you.
Well, of course something's wrong
with you.
Something
wrong with you. You know, you leave this and you leave by your
But again, that's the cost of sending people to war. It makes people crazy.
They get crazy and they come back in somewhere else, and divorced.
And
a lot of these young guys now.
That's
and
right.
And I just saw on the news, on news break, they ain't filed no charges, this guy. Like I said, they better rethink this thing, because police, I just heard they had a shoot, somebody was shooting at police on the north side. See, police department ain't cleaning the house up yet, and they ain't did nothing. All this relationships in Mocco and Chief Sherman George out there, that stuff don't move me. And the American paper, I'm going to let you go, is nothing but a post now. I don't like reading it no more.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Wash away these blue. Now there's a post. Current takes hold. Words already been spoken. Tales already been told. Hearts already been broken. Wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved
for real? Yes, I wanna be loved for real.
Real.
Do you wanna be loved for real? Yes, I wanna be loved for real.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckert's Peaches. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and Blanchett Bridge. Major road construction right lane is closed. Crews are finalizing the bridge construction. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Revis Barracks and Gravoy. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 270. No problems there. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into Graham Hanley. Everything looks good. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way to 67. No problems there. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and Clayton Morrison. Look for a very heavy volume there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of Highway 44. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley has returned back to normal. Westbound 44 is bumper to bumper approaching the work zone in Pacific. Westbound 5570 split from Route 3 onto the PSB. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way to Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move there. And to southbound Lindbergh at Lemay Ferry, there's road construction. The left lane is closed. And in both directions, Tesson Ferry between Lindbergh and Gravois, you can expect paving operations going on there that will slow down some traffic for a little while. Eastbound 40 at Vandeventer exit is closed through August due to construction work. Use Kings Highway, Market, or Grand to get around that construction area at this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Peaches. Nobody knows fresh peaches like Eckert's, so stop by Eckert's this week for the juiciest peaches and other farm fresh produce. For directions to Eckert's in Belleville, go to Eckert's.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Hot, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers today. High in the mid-90s, the highest heat index is expected to be around 100 by late this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy in the early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight.
A 40% chance of showers is expected with a low around 70. For Friday, not as warm, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. For Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under hazy conditions, we have 83 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82 in haze as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hotep, this is Pastor Ray Higgins, and I would like to invite you to tune in to the On One Accord broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m. for the best in liberated gospel music, live talk radio, and powerful messages about truth and right spirituality. Join me right here on WGNU 920 a.m. every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m., and let's set our people free. Hotep.
This is AM 920, WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis. Remember to listen to us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Sunday, August 24th, 2003. I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database software company located in Baghdad as a programmer slash network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day, I would climb 3 flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with one female colleague and 2 males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious. It was backbreaking. It was geeky. And it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed on pens, paper clips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. In some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Car phone.
Hi, Liz. I'd like to make a few comments. You guys were discussing stuff this morning.
Sure.
I understand what you were talking about with the gentleman that stabbed the other gentleman. And please don't get me wrong. I don't condone somebody taking a man's life because he obviously, once he was out of the house, was not a threat any longer. But I think we're overlooking a bigger society issue here. The man broke into his house. Have you ever had your house broken into and been violated in that way?
Several times.
Okay, so society, it is almost like it has become acceptable for this man to break into somebody's house or
what do you base that
somebody's
on? What do you base that it's acceptable in society for people to break into people's home? What evidence do you use
well,
to draw
that
conclusion?
I work in the EMS field, and we respond on a lot of situations as you had yesterday where the man has been mortally injured, and that started as a felony. That started as somebody breaking into it. And you're right, the police are not doing what they should do, because that's why this man's breaking into the house. We don't have enough that's being done to correct that problem before it happens.
Okay, but you started with acceptable in society, and I don't know anybody that says that it's or lives their life, aside from people that commit crimes, that it's acceptable to break into people's houses. I don't think that's where society is going. At least I haven't seen any evidence of that, and I would certainly like to hear the evidence that we live in a society where it is acceptable for people to break into other people's
okay,
homes.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
It's not acceptable, but it's becoming more mainstay because the crime rate keeps going up and up. And
well, actually, no. The crime rate is going down. If you look at the statistics across the country, crime rates are going down.
Not in the St. Louis City area, they're not. That's
well,
what they
well,
would have
they,
you believe.
Well, they lie about the statistics.
Right.
In
all
the
I'm saying is what he did was very wrong.
Okay.
But we need to look at there's also a bigger picture there also.
What
is
that?
This gentleman committed a felony. We're just totally overlooking the fact that he committed a felony and broke into somebody's house. And
well, the reason
to be honest with you, if he had not broke into the house, he'd still be alive today.
But John, wait a minute. And then see, and that's the concern that I have been articulating all day.
Right.
The reason why nobody is talking about the fact that he broke into the house the way that most people talk about people who've broken into houses is because he's dead. Okay,
right.
so the crime that he committed can never be addressed in a court of law because
right.
he's dead, and he's dead because
right.
somebody murdered him.
Well,
so,
here, let
so,
me ask you another question.
Wait a minute. I know, John, that your mother or your father has said to you somewhere in your life, two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
my mom and father would never stand for the stuff that goes on today. I was taught better than to do what goes
most
on.
Most of us were taught better than people that are committing crimes. Most of us are taught that. And
right.
most of us live lives that do follow what our mothers and fathers
right.
told us. But the thing about it is that it's not his fault that he is dead because somebody is not supposed to kill you because you break into their house. That's against the law, and it's against the laws of morality, and it's against the laws of civil society. You don't kill people. You are not entitled to kill people that attempt to break into your house unless they're fighting you. They come in your house and they do something else besides try to burgle your home. And
it is your right and it is a law that you can protect your property. And I believe he was in the house.
Well, attempting
to break in. He was
the paper says attempting to break into the house. Okay, those are the words.
On the news last night, they said the individual was in the home.
Whatever happens in the home is a whole different conversation, John.
Right.
We didn't have that situation here. The guy busted out. The guy
right.
left the house. He ran
and
out
I
of the
understand.
House.
And then the other issue that you have with that is, okay, he's stabbing this guy. I work in the EMS field, so I know exactly what kind of injuries that you're going to incur. I'm just kind of trying to figure out these construction workers that came to the aid of this gentleman. Why didn't somebody knock that knife out of the hand if they had shovels?
Instead of hitting
him in the head, because honestly, you could hit somebody in the head. That doesn't mean that you're going to stop them, but I guarantee if you hit him in the hand with that shovel, he's dropping that knife.
And again, people do crazy things in stressful situations.
Yes,
they didn't know what they were. They were not EMS people.
Right.
They were just trying to stop it the best way.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, John, thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ernestine.
Hi, Yes, hi, Liz. My name is Maria. This is the first time I'm calling you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem at work. I work at Delmont Garden, Chesterfield, and I'm a CNA. And I have this white LPN. He's an LPN. And he just harassed me all the time. Just harassed me. He doesn't really care for me that much. Because he's got to talk back to him. No one should talk back to him. He's arrogant. He's hard to get along with. And so he had wrote me up. And so I called the administrator. Told her about it, but that's not the problem. I mean,
the air is not the place to talk about that. You can call me. I'm off air after I get off at 10 o'clock, and I will put you on hold so that you can get the number.
Oh, will you help? Thanks.
Okay, 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me at 454-0400, and, of course, you can always check out the web at LizBrown.com. LizBrown.com. Get to the website. We've got really fun stuff on it. I'm just ecstatic about the number of people that are hitting the web. Get to the blogs. Blogitude. We don't have blogs. We have Blogitude. Blogitude and then Blogitude STL. Stay with me, folks. Remember that song you sang in Sunday school? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has reached out in love to children in 20 countries on 4 continents, providing the security to help homeless children grow into confident young people, educating and training them to become effective community leaders, helping them to help others through business development. Discover how Hope for the Nations reaches out in love to the children of the world. Get involved yourself. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, a nonprofit organization turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
Hello, my friend. This is Minister Ernest Greenlee inviting you to join me for good gospel music and church news. You can use every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. The Holy Ghost take us to a higher level every week. So join me, Minister Ernest Greenlee, and receive a double portion every Saturday morning at 10:30 here on 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Baghdad. Authorities in Iraq are investigating several corruption cases at the Office of Defense Ministry. One of the cases is said to involve $226 million. All of them involve the purchase of unnecessary and overpriced equipment for the new Iraqi army, even though the army is struggling just to get the recruits trained properly. One deal with a Polish weapons maker named Bumar involved helicopters, ambulances, weapons, and water storage tanks. When the Iraqi officials went to Europe to check on the helicopters, they found they were 30 years old and horribly outdated. They refused delivery and came back with no choppers and no refund of the money. The Polish company denies any wrongdoing and says the Iraqis knew they were buying used equipment ahead of time, but they insisted they had to have them right now at half the price. They could have gotten new choppers, but it would have taken longer to build them. In another case, the government got into a contract with a company to buy 7.6-millimeter bullets to use in machine guns and rifles. The bullets were supposed to cost a nickel apiece, but the ministry got charged 16 cents apiece for them. Another government ministry spokesman said that in many cases, no equipment was ever delivered, even after advance payment was made. Earlier this year, it was revealed that a former defense minister transferred $500 million to a bank in Lebanon to purchase weapons. Of course, that money has not been seen since. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568. 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9. New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times, hard times. Oh yeah, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows better than I? This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Juanita, good morning.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Okay. You had a caller, I think it was Monday. You were talking about women's health and how the men doctors take care much better of the men's health than the women's health.
Mm-hmm.
And this caller called in, and you were saying how women's health is much more important. And this caller called in and said that men's health should be more important because they're the breadwinner. And you was asking him, well, how come women has like assignment, God gave the women assignment for giving life if their health is more important? And he said because of sin. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that's incorrect. God gave women the assignment to carry, to give birth before the sin was committed. And their punishment was that he was going to increase the pain. And God did give the assignment for men to be the breadwinner, but unfortunately, after the women have suffered that pain, having that baby, they have to take care of that baby, be the breadwinner for that baby after the baby's born. So it's like a double whammy against women. And sure, it was God's assignment that men be the breadwinner, but reality that they're not. And it's very important that women's health is very important.
Well, the issue of who should be getting a job hardly has anything to do with where the focus on health should be. The problem is that the focus on determining issues about treating issue, medical issues has been decided by gender, and the focus is on the men, and it's not on women.
Exactly.
And
it's
women
so
give life. And unfair, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. How do you, I mean, if anything, then it should be equal. But it's not.
It's not even close
to equal.
Right. A lot of women have died on the neglect of men doctors,
That's bad.
So unfair.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. I want you to consider this. I have a 19-year-old daughter, and I come home from work, and I hear my daughter screaming, and I find that she's being raped, and I have access to a gun.
you pick up a gun, you go kill the person who's trying to rape you.
I kill this man.
Absolutely.
And I shoot him. In fact, I empty my revolver on him.
Absolutely.
Now, would you absolutely say I'm a murderer?
Did I? Of course. Well, according to God's law, you've killed somebody, yes. But were you justified? Yes.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
No, but you're not listening. But if you're asking me that question, then you haven't listened to what I have said. What I have said is that this particular individual was no longer in any kind of threat. The guy was out of his house, and what he was trying to do was burgle his house. He chased this man down several streets. The guy never laid a hand on the homeowner. He never touched the homeowner. The homeowner chased a guy down the street who tried to burgle his house, not to harm him physically, and stabbed him 20 times to death. That's unacceptable. That's indefensible. Well, he wasn't trying to rape this man's daughter. He was trying to steal some stuff out of this guy's house, and when he saw the guy, he ran. Then this guy went and got a knife, and the homeowner went and got a knife, and chased the guy down until he stabbed him to death. That's wrong.
Well, we don't know the consideration what that man did before.
Yes, we do. I mean, it doesn't matter what the man did before. The fact of the matter is that you're not allowed to kill people. You're not. But if you are in immediate harm, you are allowed to defend yourself. You are allowed to defend your daughter. You are allowed to defend your baby, your son, your mother, your father. You can defend yourself. This was not a defensive action. This was cold, calculated murder.
Well, I was just wondering what you thought if any time you couldn't kill somebody.
Never said that. Never said that, and never advocated that. Never advocated that once. What I said is that you cannot murder people. You can't. That's wrong.
Well, all right.
All right. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Dolores.
In regards to the burglar, it's. I hear that people are really, really concerned about that, and we're calling in and everything, but I think we need to call the circuit attorney and ask what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We need to really push that. We don't need to sit back and wait to see what she's going to do, you know?
People should call Jennifer Joyce and tell her that this man should be charged with murder.
We want to hear from her.
That's
right. And that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good morning, Doctor.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Yes, Mr. Davis.
Yes, teach, Liz, teach. It makes me laugh sometimes, some of those people who misunderstand and intentionally as to what you say, that lady. Oh, what a shame. I have had police to tell me that if someone is breaking into your home, you better let them come in and then shoot them. See, you cannot bother them as long as they're outside your home.
And what a horrible thing for a cop to tell you.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing for a cop to tell you.
You said you better take and drag him inside your house and put something in his hand and everything else.
So they were telling you how to commit a crime.
Yeah, yes, you know, and everything. And now they're going to let this guy run two or three blocks away and everything, and then she's talking about not charging him with something and everything.
Well, people need to definitely call Jennifer Joyce and tell her that this man needs to be charged.
Yes.
This man needs to be charged.
Yes, and I certainly will take and give her a call.
All right. His name.
If she's thinking the way some of... Oh, Liz, I know why there was slavery now.
I don't. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with
some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
Isn't it funny how sometimes what you think you know and what you actually know don't match? Hi, I'm Ishla McConnell, Human Resource Manager for Sodexo School Services in St. Louis. At Sodexo, we're the leader in food and facilities management. With more than 300,000 employees in 70 countries, we use innovation and a strong sense of community to provide the highest quality service. At Sodexo, our commitment is to our people and our community. Give us a look at www.sodexo.com and explore the world of Sodexo.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Warning of horrors worse than Vietnam. This tape surfaced today, purported to be full of threats from Al-Qaeda. ABC's Linda Albin has more from the foreign desk in London. The videotape shows a bearded man purported to be Al-Qaeda's number two, dressed in a black turban and white robe, a Kalashnikov rifle propped up by his side, repeatedly stabbing the air with his finger. Ayman al-Zawahiri blames the London bombings on Tony Blair's policies, promising more destruction. And he threatened the U.S. with more military debt if it doesn't pull out of Iraq. Anyone, he said, not withdrawing from Arab lands would pay a heavy price. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
In London, thousands of cops are on patrol and some commuters are on edge.
I didn't even bother to dress smartly in case I arrived in pieces.
It's frightening, to be fair. It's quite nerve-wracking.
First person charged in the botched bombings will stay in jail until a hearing next week, and Italy has set an extradition hearing for later this month for a suspect held there. A U.S. Marine was killed in Iraq today. That makes 22 Marines dead there in the past several days, even as the U.S. military says they're making some progress.
They are catching more of the IEDs and defusing them before they can blow up. They are seeing fewer IEDs, but those that they are seeing and those that they are not catching are more powerful in their nature.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad. A tribute today to the lost crew of the Columbia tragedy from the crew of the first shuttle back in space.
Space exploration is not easy, and there has been a human price that has been paid. As we step out into these new frontiers, we find that it is very unforgiving of our mistakes.
Discovery Mission Commander Eileen Collins a short while ago. Her crew learns later today whether there will be a fourth spacewalk to fix a torn thermal blanket. This is ABC News.
Have you ever paid $25 for a head of lettuce? That's what my friend was about to do until he glanced at his receipt before walking out of the supermarket. How often do you check your bill or receipt, especially for all those online purchases you're ringing up? In a moment, some winning advice.
If you're thinking about taking advantage of the equity in your home, make sure you visit LendingTree.com, where you can get up to 4 real offers in just minutes. Whether you want a home equity loan or are looking to refinance your mortgage, when banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Or call 1-800-555-TREE. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
The fact is, almost half of all purchases today are paid with either a credit or debit card. With fewer dollar bills passing through our own hands, we're growing more cavalier about keeping tabs on our tabs. So scrutinize those restaurant bills, monitor the supermarket checkout tally, and review your online credit card charges to make sure your statements are accurate. Taking a little time to check them can keep a lot more in our pockets.
If you were lured to the movie theater by the hype of a phony critic, you could be eligible for a $20 rebate. Sony Pictures has settled a class action suit for $1.5 million.
If you think you're eligible, go to this website, www.gilardi.com/rezek, that's www.gilardi.com/rezek, and swear under threat of perjury that you've seen one or more of the films in an American theater between August 2000 and October 2001. You can even be reimbursed if you brought a friend or up to two children.
ABC's Jake Tapper, the critic David Manning, hot movies like The Animal, Hollow Man, and The Patriot. Heading south this weekend, there is a good chance you will run into the world's longest yard sale, 450 miles long. It runs from Covington, Kentucky, all the way to Gadsden, Alabama. 4 days of deals. A Florida man selling his glassware says he could put his stuff on eBay, but this is more fun. I'm Liz White. ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a Brazoria, Texas man remains hospitalized in police custody after a head-on collision that killed a Stanton, Missouri man. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the suspect stole a rental car in Eureka yesterday and took off down Interstate 44 to Highway 50. While traveling west on Highway 50, the suspect saw a police officer and moved into the eastbound lane, colliding with 68-year-old Lewald Bruce head-on. Bruce was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Formal charges are pending against the suspect. A new collective bargaining agreement and the search for a new team owner are the prime reasons why the Blues can't afford to keep all-star defenseman Chris Pronger. Pronger was sent to the Oilers Tuesday in exchange for two minor league defensemen and six-year NHL veteran Eric Brewer. Plo says the deal reflects the reality of the new-look NHL.
Edmonton was able to take a Chris Pronger because of the new system. In our situation, because of the economics, the sale of the team, the uncertainty of all this, that's why we couldn't do what we in the perfect world might have wanted to do. So maybe what's happened here is the system works. That's what it's supposed to do.
Team President Mark Sauer and General Manager Larry Plo said Wednesday that the Blues could not sign Pronger to a long-term deal, so trading him to Edmonton was the best answer for the franchise. Pronger will make his first return to St. Louis as an Edmonton Oiler on November 4th. Finally this hour, a drug used to combat the sleeping disorder narcolepsy could help up to 600,000 Americans who suffer sleep disorders from working overnight shifts. A study showed Cephalon Incorporated's modafinil, which is sold under the brand ProVigil, led to fewer lapses in attention and 25% fewer accidents or near accidents on the drive home. The tests were financed by Cephalon and done at 28 U.S. medical centers. Charles Seisler of Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital said modafinil, quote, gets patients about one-third of the way toward normalcy. Seisler cautioned that while the improvements are significant, the patients remain tired and the drug doesn't immediately get rid of the symptoms of the disorder. Shift work sleep disorder is caused by the disturbance in the body's natural sleep rhythms. It becomes serious in up to 10% of workers who work after midnight, causing difficulty sleeping during the day and staying awake at work. The disorder increases the risk of accidents, and people with the disorder are more likely to suffer from depression, heart disease, and ulcers. There were some side effects from the drug, including headaches. The long-term effects of the drug are unknown. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. The JCPenney Back to School huge sale this Friday and Saturday. Huge savings store-wide. Stores open Saturday at 7 a.m. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and the Blanchette Bridge. Road construction right lane is closed. Crews are finalizing the stage on major bridge work there. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road. Look for road work on the right shoulder as a cleanup continues from Monday's derailed train. Northbound 55 between Union and 44. No problems report. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. Everything is on the move. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge to West Florissant. Nothing to report there. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way to 55. No problems there. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything is flowing well this hour. Eastbound 44, or in both directions on Highway 40 at Hanley. That traffic is broken up and starting to run very well this hour. Westbound 44, about 7 minute delay as you go through the work zone in Pacific. Southbound 55 at 7th Street. That exit is closed mainly due to maintenance work. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB. Look for no problems to report this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing. Everything's on the move. In both directions, Tesson Ferry between Lindbergh and Gravois. Look for paving operations going on there. Southbound Lindbergh at 67. There's road construction. The left lane is closed. And eastbound 40 at Vandeventer exit. That is closed through August due to construction work. You can use Kings Highway Market or Grand exits to get around that area. Also in both directions at 44 and Jameson, look for bridge maintenance operations. Expect lane closures going on there. In both directions, Natural Bridge between Air Flight and 70, you also have maintenance operations going on. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800-2-DONATE, or you can visit taxdeduction.com for more details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, partly cloudy, partly sunny skies with a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be hot with a high in the mid-90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 100 by early this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy skies early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 70. For Friday, not quite as warm. Mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Friday evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 83 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82 under cloudy, hazy conditions. Stay tuned now for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to talk with your children about the dangers of underage drinking. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
During the summer, many kids, especially teenagers, stay up late and sleep long into the day. And with school back in session real soon, that could end up causing problems. It can be a real challenge to get a kid up and at it in the morning, so getting them back into that routine a few days early is a good idea. You can start preparing your kids for the early school day by asking them to go to bed at a decent hour. Help them wind down in the evening by setting limits on playing video games and other things that keep their minds overstimulated to the point of insomnia. Give them a wake-up call at the time they will have to rise when school starts without actually making them get up. That way, they'll be less likely to give you a hard time when that real day comes. Probably most important is making sure your kids are up early enough to have a good breakfast before beginning their school day. It will help boost their energy and brain power. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
To all in this nation who dare listen to us,
black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And don't forget, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And you can always check out the website at lizbrown.com. Fun stuff going on there. I'm just ecstatic with the time and the attention that you all are spending on the website, visiting the website, checking the website out. Get on over to it at lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
On that CAFTA thing, did I hear someone say there was a bill inserted in there to refuse us the right to buy vitamins?
I'm going to do a show on that in a couple of days.
Thank you very much.
Just got the email back from the expert on that. And, yes, one of the things in it is a component that either is going to make it, you're going to have to get vitamins like you get them from you get your drugs. So the pharmaceuticals and stuff, where companies can start making more money and cutting other businesses out of the vitamin business. And what is so particularly odious about this is because the pharmaceutical industry is all about not curing you, but keeping you needing drugs so that they can continue to get money from us. Because they're all about that, they've now found a way to keep you from to get you back in their pockets.
I believe that 100%. Whether I'm right or not, I don't know, but I believe what you're saying 100% is right. Now, you know, the Republican Party was always screaming to get government off our back. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Get big government off our back.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's reversed, it's
well, in all
different.
Fairness, in all fairness to the conservatives and the Republican parties, they didn't say get him out of your pocket. They just say get
right.
him off your back, and into the pocket they are.
Now we have the food police, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have all these other rights that are taken away from us, and now they're going to tell us what we can ingest and what we cannot ingest into our systems, and they're taking our right to have our medical stuff up to us. But I'm sure we'll still be able to get heroin and cocaine.
Mm. Ouch. Thanks for your call.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
The illegal stuff will still be here.
Ouch, you're right.
At a premium, but stuff that will help older people, a one-a-day vitamin or something. Now we're going to have to get it through doctors or...
Or not at all.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, hon. And I'm thankful that you're looking into this more and making the public aware of what's happening to our rights, even to eat a hamburger.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning,
Good
Liz.
Morning.
I was just calling in regards to something that I heard. I don't know exactly what happened, but I do know that I don't like the fact that two DJs can be fired from a radio station because of something that they've stated. They didn't beat anyone. They didn't cause taxpayer dollars to be spent. They didn't articulate the necessity to go out and do these things. They did something that your government and my government have trained thousands of people to do, like myself. I was a soldier. and I can disarm, I used to be able to almost disarm anyone. And for them to articulate that and lose their job, what kind of country are we living in?
Well, the concern that I have about it, because I don't know that I believe that people, the argument could be made that people came on the air and told people how to harm people. That's the argument that is being made.
And the government trained me to do the same thing.
But what I'm saying is that I do not believe that people who are on the radio as hosts should be articulating things that cause people to be put in harm's way. I wouldn't like anybody articulating something about how to get at me. Now, having said that, my concern about this is not that they are fired from the job, but what their firing means. Because this wasn't about saying something harmful about you or me. This was about saying something that was deemed to be harmful about police officers. And my concern about that is that the police department, cops tend to look at the world in terms of the bad things that happen to them take priority over any and everybody else, that they are articulating and advocating for a world that separates us from them and they get priority. And that's the problem, because articulation of I suspect that those same DJs would not have lost their job if I was the target that they were talking about, and that's my concern.
Well, exactly, but at the same time, let's look at this thing in perspective, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to bring up the fact of Rodney King.
Okay.
Rodney King was brutally mutilated by four policemen were brought on charges.
Okay.
But there were not only four policemen there, Liz. There were other policemen there who had the same duties of protecting and to serve that
yes.
They did not do their job.
That is absolutely correct. They committed crimes.
Exactly. Now, a crime was committed. Not one of them lost their job.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Not one lost their job.
That goes back to the point that I'm making. The point is that there are some people that in their firing for this reason, it again contributes to that whole thing that because they wear a uniform, that their lives are more valuable, that their lives are far more, we should be worried about protecting their lives above the rest of us. And that is unacceptable.
It is. It's clearly unacceptable.
And that is wrong.
And excuse me. That's why I plan to do my own boycott this today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen. You know, people who, I hardly ever listen to that radio station. But I'm going to listen today. And all of the advertisers on that radio station, I'm going to let them know how I feel about them forcing them to lose their job by not buying any of their products. And I'm going to let them know why I'm not buying their products.
And that's what you're supposed to do. That is absolutely what you're supposed to do.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. If you disagree with what a person is supposed to doing, then you don't help that person. That's what you're supposed to do. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, Liz. I've been listening to about the fabbing of the homeowner.
By the homeowner.
By the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about
his name,
some of the mentality of people saying, well, they are trying to make it justifiable. That sounds like vigilante action to me.
I don't even think it's vigilante because it wasn't anybody else but him. I think this is cold-blooded, calculated murder, pure and simple.
Well, in that, I was saying taking matters into your own hands. In that case, ain't no need to. Either being a policeman assistant.
No, you're not even, because police aren't allowed to stab you to death.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that he was being a cold-blooded murderer.
Okay.
Every murderer has a reason why they kill somebody.
Now, in addition, you mentioned something about a young girl, a boy throwing a wet water balloon at a girl, and the girl threw a rock at him, and they wanted to charge her.
They attempted to charge her.
Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
I think about over in Israel, the Palestinians were throwing rocks, and the Israelis were throwing lead, but then the Israelis was justified because they were throwing rocks at them.
That's correct.
See, so, you know, what it really boils down to is inconsistencies and...
It's not about the crime.
But who's doing it?
That's who's accused of doing it. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Doris.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
What about the people that made these tapes, the grand theft? You know, mm-hmm. that all blends in with all of that.
That's correct. They didn't make it. That's right. You're right.
They ain't said nothing about that.
That's correct.
And all this other stuff they make to put out here and make money off of. And
again, it is the concern that I have is that we are creating a society where certain groups of people get special rights, more enhanced rights, because of the clothes that they wear, because of the job that
right.
they have. And the fact of the matter is that being a police officer is not the most dangerous job in America. Being a fisherman is. More people die out there getting food for our boats than our cops. And if you go down to the police department where they have the wall in the city of St. Louis of all of the police officers that have died in the line of duty. You look at it. When did most police officers die in the line of duty? During Prohibition, where people were killing people left and right. And the fact of the matter is that, sure, a person that signs on for this job, gets paid for this job, it's a tragedy when they die. It's a tragedy when everybody dies before their time, period, dot. And we are not a better society when certain people are elevated, certain people's rights are elevated above all of our rights. Mm-hmm. All of our rights are the same no matter what clothes we wear to work in the morning.
Yeah, and the police are trained to kill, and like you say, you don't know if they're doing a lot of killing out here that they blame on us. You know, like all these young people coming up dead early in the morning and nobody knows who did it, you know. But that was my comment. What about the people that make all these, the grand theft, I guess, stealing autos and
all right.
singing songs and all that kind of stuff.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. James, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Liz, you had a similar situation where a homeowner, young Asian boy, had knocked on his door. And it was during Halloween, and the boy walked away, and that homeowner took his pistol and went and hunted that boy down.
That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I was tying that in with what you had just said. And another tie-in, okay, like the lady was just saying, being murdered. Years ago, I was a friend of mine. He's a cop. He's long retired. But the thing about it was, he had said something to me that kind of chilled me, but it wasn't unexpected. He said that the Metropolitan Police have committed murders. And when I thought about that, there, remember the lady, Officer Stanzi?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that young man's girlfriend? A week after that boy had supposed to kill Stanzi, that boy's girlfriend died.
That's correct.
And nobody has said anything else. We have found somebody. We have arrested somebody. It's kind of odd. And then for the St. Louis Police Association to say, well, we're going to go down to New Orleans, and this is going to be a topic of discussion. You know, they were threatening these people's advertisers and all of this stuff. And I thought to myself, don't they put a lot of garbage out on their website?
They use my name quite frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk a lot of smack.
And I didn't want to go there with that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that
mm-hmm.
because that just goes to show you these people can do, like you said, they want to be above the law. And think about one other thing. July 20th, you had a young man in Oberlin beat down, but never heard anything about it over the TV or hardly in the newspapers. And if I hadn't been looking through the Americans, I wouldn't even have known this happened. And the bad thing about it is they milked that man, that cop that died, like a golden cow. Have a good day.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. No society is better off by deeming or treating or advocating that certain people are above the rest of us, are more valuable than the rest of us. They're not. No one is more valuable than that 16-year-old that's walking down this street with wearing the clothes like they wear their clothes is just as valuable as anybody that puts on a cop uniform every day to go to work. And the day that we start, and we do this all the time. This is a society that does this all the time. That it's you get more time if you shoot and kill a police officer than if you shoot and kill my mother. Why is that? My mother's just as important. The person that is trying to shoot and kill my mother is motivated by the same thing that the person is trying to shoot and kill a cop. Neither that man or woman is not more valuable than my mother. But yet we live in a society that says that they are. What is the cost of living in a society that says that certain people are more valuable? We're not better off by that. You can see that in who was pursued for charge for crimes. You can see that in the actions that, as baby Jerome, who was almost murdered, and murdered by cops. He went to trial. A jury said, "Oh no, y'all tried to kill him. He not guilty of trying to hurt you." They lied in court. They are subject to all of the frailties, all of the good, and all of the bad as the rest of us. They are no different than the rest of us. And when we start taking them out of that class, like the rest of us, we are not better off. Because a cop will lie on the stand just like any other human being, because we're all capable of lying. We're all motivated for lying, and your righteous, self-righteous lying doesn't negate the fact that it's a lie. Your motive could be as pure as rain on a summer day. Doesn't mean it's not a lie. And we're not better off as a society when we put other people's lives above our own. We're not. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Talk with Kevin Paulus as close as your computer at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Sunday, August 24th, 2003. I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database software company located in Baghdad as a programmer slash network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day, I would climb three flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with one female colleague and two males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious. It was backbreaking. It was geeky.
and it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed-on pens, paper-clips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. And some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Welcome back. It's a new day. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, I've been hearing about this murder. Guy was doing all the knifing. Is there any kind of a, this is just, I'm really trying to find out, as a white person, is there anything kind of racial in this thing or not?
There could be something racial in this.
Can you explain which part that would, that might be?
Certainly.
I'm just really curious.
Okay, well, I appreciate your curiosity. I appreciate your admission as to what your intellect is. Thank you for that. But the issue here is whether or not, what is the color of the individual that was killed. And the reason why that, if this person that was stabbed to death is a person of African descent, that weighs into this issue in this respect. One of the concepts constant concerns and the constant issues that arises in criminal justice cases is the treatment of people of African descent versus the treatment of people of European descent. From this perspective, when you look at the death penalty cases and you look at statistically, who are the cases that the circuit attorney's office, that the prosecuting attorney's offices pursue? When you look at it statistically, it turns out that the people that are pursued with the death penalty, it's not because of the color of their skin, it's because of the color of the victim's skin. So, in America, you are more likely to be pursued for the death penalty, not because you've killed a black person, but because you've killed a white person. Having said that, let's look at this case. If this person that has murdered, that would be Hajuma Halovic, if he has killed a stabbed to death a black person, and if the circuit attorney's office does not pursue this obvious murder, then once again it raises the question of, are you not pursuing this person because of the color of the person who was stabbed to death?
Now, this guy's name is like Halovic or something?
Halovic.
Now, from my plain perspective, and I'm usually fairly good at names, I'm thinking he's something like maybe a Bosnian or a Czechoslovakian, Yugoslavian, one of them.
Could be.
And I hate to say, probably shouldn't say that too, because I keep wondering why this guy would go keep stabbing him.
20
know.
Times.
I could see maybe if it's one time, and didn't I hear somebody say he chased him down, or is that my name?
He chased him down through an alley behind his home and down another street until he finally caught him, stood over him. The guy was on the ground and stabbed him 20 times.
Now, the guy that came after Haglovic, whatever his name is, were they white guys or black guys?
I have no idea.
You don't have any idea.
And here's
now, the guy that hit him with the shovel ought to go to jail, though, shouldn't he?
Well,
or he ought to be, if he did, because you can't go around hit somebody in the head with
Let me ask you what you would do if you saw another human being stabbing another human being, and you had the means to stop it. Would you walk away from it, or would you try to stop a human being from being stabbed to death? Not knowing anything else.
Knowing how yellow I am, I probably walk away.
Well, then, thank God that there aren't a lot of people like you. Because the fact of the matter is that if you are seeing somebody that is being stabbed to death, one would hope that you would do everything in your power.
Maybe in my good heart I would. The crazy thing about now is you hate to say it, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful of what you do.
And here's the thing. We're not talking about you sitting behind a desk and strategizing and plotting out something. We're talking about your instinct. And one would hope that the instinct of most human beings is to do the right thing, regardless of what the outcome is, or to attempt to do the right thing. Those construction workers were attempting to do the right thing.
Yeah.
A man was being stabbed to death. They had to stop it. You can sort out the reasons why later on, but their instinct was right, it was righteous, and they are good people.
And it could be, the only thing they could find, or they thought, well, we can't, or it was, and it must have been bloody violent. I have to admit, for them to have to go in, and they were probably, how are we going to stop this? And the first thing they saw, they picked it up, and that's probably what they had to do. So
thanks for your call.
And so
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding.
Good, good. I've emphasis that put on police officers, and I had an old officer tell me years ago, a police officer can make his job easy or bad. A lot of these officers that people hear about getting hurt or getting this dead to them, if they could pull the rap sheet on them, they would be surprised about the type of officers. Now, I know some officers they can retire, pull their guns off, and walk the street like a normal human being.
Without any concern, because they were right people, because they were good people, because they were kind people.
I know officers
absolutely
that citizens would jump on you about.
Absolutely. I do too. I do too. I do too. I know people that love some cops past their heart because they're good people and they do the right thing.
They're good people and they do the right thing. And when they retire, they can turn their gun in and walk the streets and have no fear.
And there are other cops.
Then you got the one that is too scared to retire. And he gonna go. And if he do retire, he gonna run out and get him a little $7 job in a Muni just to keep that gun. And speaking of dangerous people, there's no job I think that the city got is dangerous as being a fireman. People don't even put emphasis on firemen. They always talk about police officers. That fireman's job is more dangerous than any police officer's job.
I agree.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
I agree. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Car phone.
Yes, Liz. Did you see in Ohio where the Iraqi veteran lost the election, the Republican pro-life lady won it?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did. I'm of a conservative bent, and I really think that's going to be even more the trend, that more conservative, more Republicans are actually going to win more and more seats because the people... they've seen what liberalism gives them, and they're saying, no, thank you.
But, you know, I think what a fair way of determining about what people would do or why people are voting for people, if we were to take the money out of these elections, if we would take the millions and billions of dollars that Republican Party has to dump into different elections, if we were able to take that out, it would be a clearer example or a clearer indication of what people really are voting on and really are voting about. Because what we're seeing is, and what this society is turning into, is a society that's voting based upon the amount of money that's being put into an election. So I think it's premature to say that this is about we don't want liberal, we want conservative. This is about we're voting for somebody that we saw the most on television.
Look at the House and look at the Senate and look at the White House.
And look at the money.
The voters aren't getting that money.
Yes, we are. We're getting it every single day when we turn on the television and we see 27 ads for one person and zero ads for another person. We're getting the money every time there's an election.
I don't think that's influencing them.
Then why do they do it? Then you go tell George, but if you don't think that money influences, wait a minute. If you think that money doesn't impact an election, then you go tell George Bush, you don't need any money and run your election without any money. He'd say, you're crazy, couldn't win if I didn't have my money. And everybody knows that. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake. I know you want to believe that. He said out of his mouth, I don't think that money has anything to do with who wins an election. That's the craziest thing. It's almost the craziest thing I've ever heard. We'll be back.
Update. Dateline Beijing. The Chinese company seeking to take over the Unocal Petroleum Company has dropped out of the bidding because of political opposition by American lawmakers. The chairman of CNOOC Limited says the company understands the concerns expressed at economic and national security and is going to pull back at this time. Chinese oil companies are trying to tap into overseas oil deposits because domestic production is just not meeting their rising demand, which has doubled over the past 10 years. This means China is the second largest user of oil, just behind the United States. Chevron Oil was the only other company in the running for a takeover of Unocal, and this announcement will likely clear the way for Chevron to consummate that deal, probably by the end of this month. And Dateline Seattle. An old child support case, involving a Catholic priest has had its flames fanned again. In 1994, a woman by the name of Stephanie Colopy sued a seminarian who went on to become a priest seeking child support from him. At the time, the then Archbishop of Portland, Oregon, said the Archdiocese should not be ordered to pay anything because the woman should have been using birth control measures, as she knew that engaging in unprotected sex could lead to pregnancy. His statement did not garner much attention at the time, but it has now resurfaced because the woman has asked for additional child support, and his remarks have been made public again. She dropped her suit against the Archdiocese in 1994 when a religious order that ordained the father of the baby that year agreed to pay her $215 a month if she called off her legal action. What is shocking Catholic hardliners about this case, though, is that the Archbishop's remarks seem to go directly against church teaching that birth control is a sin. A Catholic lay group called Voice of the Faithful has also weighed in on the issue, saying it's just another attempt to place all the blame for the pregnancy on the woman. It also shows how bishops act legally before they act pastorally in controversial matters. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry, call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof, and that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
Jazz in heaven. In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new Canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
Hi, I'm Charles Gear.
And I'm Laurie Fulkerson.
With the best of everything WGNU, Sounding Board, Thursday mornings at 10:05.
We take your comments on whatever's on your mind.
With an informative and entertaining guest every now and then.
It's your opportunity to sound off.
That's why it's called Sounding Board, the best of everything WGNU.
Join me, Laurie Fulkerson.
And me, Charles Gear, for Sounding Board, the Thursday morning edition of The Party Line at 10:05.
On Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920. WGNU online at WGNU.net.
Southside Outlet at 2720 Cherokee Street is hosting the Cherokee Station Business District's Back to School Festival on Saturday, August 6th from noon to 5 p.m. This free family-centered event will feature lots of activities for the kids. To find out more, call manager Pam Jacobson at 314-771-2700. Something for kids heading back to school from Radio Free St. Louis.
Next on Mondays at 9, we recently told you the story of William Rodriguez, the head janitor at the World Trade Center, who said there was an explosion in the basement of the tower just before it was hit by an airplane. Now, there's also some scientific evidence that the collapse of the building was a controlled demolition. And if that's the case, was it an inside job? Professor Morgan Reynolds of Texas A&M University says the official version of why the trade towers collapsed is suspect, because it would mean the original engineering data was wrong, too. Don't miss this provocative discussion with Professor Morgan Reynolds on the next edition of Mondays at 9. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Baby, trouble in the fields. When the bankers swarm my focus out there, turning away I yield. The trains roll by our silo, silver in the rain. They leave our pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden grain.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. And just to get back to the last caller's comment about how it doesn't, that the winning in this Ohio race, we're talking about Democrat Paul Hackett and we're talking about Gene Schmidt in the Ohio 2nd Congressional District, how money doesn't have an impact on this. Check this out. There were Republican operatives and right-wing radio talk show hosts in the final days of a campaign. Now, this is Ohio, right? This is not a nationwide race. This is a little congressional race in Ohio. Yet Rush Limbaugh devoted his time to attacking this candidate's military record, patriotism, and sincerity. So, of course, this was a race that was determined by issues and money outside of the congressional district. He was ahead before this. He was ahead before money, effort, and strategy from the right weighed in on this. So to suggest this is what the people of Ohio really wanted is absurd. Because the fact of the matter is that those outside of Ohio, with intentions that are greater than Ohio, weighed in on this. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Money doesn't matter, right? Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
He knew he was talking out the side of his neck, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to send this out to him. 1,800 plus and count.
Mm.
And Osama bin Laden's number two man came out today, made a video and said, thousands and thousands of Americans are going to die unless we get out of Iraq.
Jesus.
Somebody needs to wake up, Liz.
Fact.
Have a good one.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I've been listening to you since we've been out of school this week, and you were right on the money when the story this morning regarding the homeowner who stabbed the man 21 times.
At least 20 times.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like road rage.
No, it was cold-blooded murder. There aren't any little, you know, because road rage to me feels like, okay, we're just taking them out of the category of murder. No. And kind of like saying, well, he was just so angry. No. Everybody who kills somebody, 90% of them are angry.
That's murder.
So it's murder, cold-blooded murder. It's cold-blooded murder.
I don't understand why they can't charge that person with murder.
Well, I don't understand why the first instinct was to say we're probably not going to charge him with it. Isn't that something? That's the issue.
I'm going to call Jennifer George's office, and I'm going to lodge my protest, because if we don't stop this now, it will escalate into something much bigger than this.
Fact.
Now they will come outside of their house if you're standing in the front of their house.
That's right. And kill you.
So something has to be done.
That is correct.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks
for all
your
teaching me.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. James.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I wanted to make a comment about the congressional race you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was Paul Hackett in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about that race is that even though he lost, it was a very, very narrow loss. It was like 48% to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And the congressional seat had been historically held for 30 years by a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tremendous amount of money and also news media that give the incumbent the edge. But the interesting thing about the race was that Paul Hackett is a pro-choice candidate, and the support he got were from Marine reservists from Ohio that supported his contention that the war was being mismanaged.
Well, actually, what he said was, he said something that George Bush said is, when George Bush said, my answer is bring it on, he said, and I quote, that's the most incredibly stupid comment I've ever heard a president of the United States make.
He did say that.
Yes, he
and
did.
And so he was predicting, this was his prediction, that while they narrowly lost this race, that the voice of the people in Ohio have indicated that what is happening currently is not what the majority of people want, and they do intend to take that seat in the next 2 years. So while they're lauding such a victory, it was a defeat, but in fact it was a victory, as you say, for change in terms of national policies that are currently going on in our national
And James, one more thing I'd like to add about that Paul Hackett did something that Democrats have not done. He established what the formula is to win. He didn't apologize for being a Democrat. He didn't hold back from criticizing a president who's failed to lead in Iraq and at home, and he took a strong Democratic message into the heart of a Republican stronghold, and he almost won.
And so I think that's a message to our national leadership in the Democratic Party.
Fact.
That they need to stand on the ground that they're supposed to be representing.
And fight.
And Liz, when they do that, they can see they get a much better result than being a woos.
There you go. Thanks, James.
Thanks.
Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A warning from Al-Qaeda. This tape surfaced today.
U.S. officials say the latest videotape from Al-Qaeda's number two man appears authentic. It also appears to be contemporary because it mentions the latest bombings in London and warns more attacks could be coming.
ABC's Pierre Thomas.